That Meek.
Oh, well, Future, right? Really got back, I started with nothing. I sure I run up some L's for real. I'm on a GC, she's the 727. Nigga, how's the pain? That's my little nigga, here, let's shoot her. I gave him a bitch, told him blow out his brain. I'm on a jet skis and an all sheen. Giving her hell, she keeps his dick cuts. She cried, cried, cried. It's giving gotcha, some bitch. I got them here to flip me, brought a whole lot of switches with me like I'm breaking the trip. When I wake up and leave out, I can throw at your bitch. I'm in the back of the bank with a bank following me with a rose behind it. I got a neck on the side of red keys and a ring of the FD.
You ain't heard it yet.
Should have kept Future off of it.
Welcome back, BACK, biggity, 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 back.
He played the whole verse.
Welcome to a new episode of Extraordinary Gentlemen Podcast. I am your host, Benny. I got my brothers in the building. We got B-Rob in the building.
Yo.
We got T-Rob in the building. And we have the infamous Z in the building.
Hey.
What's going on, baby? How we doing?
Shit, I'm finna download that song right now.
Y'all ain't heard the album?
Just download the little six piece.
I'm gonna be honest, nigga.
That little six pack is nice, bro.
It's all right. It didn't do numbers though.
Oh, that's what Academic was posted.
Yeah, 6K. Yeah, because you know the shit with you know, and he fully independent now too. So you
oh,
know,
man, with,
nah, it's straight. It's on his thing. It's a Dream Chasers.
That's cool.
I guess that's what it is with a lot of this music nowadays. Niggas got to make sure their business is right. That's probably why a lot of niggas ain't been dropping, nigga. These streaming numbers is...
Mine only say five songs. It's six songs or five songs?
Oh, it might be five.
It's five. It's five, a little five pack. Six,
yeah. Okay, I'll take it.
All of them are nice, though.
Because I've been listening to old shit.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Yeah, I can't believe y'all. I thought y'all would have. Y'all niggas Future fans. I thought y'all would have hopped on that.
That was nice. The way he wrote that one, that was nice. Pause.
You know, ever since that last Meek, I don't want to jump into music so fast, but ever since that last Meek and Ross, I ain't really been.
Yeah, I didn't feel. I didn't like that.
Yeah, it felt like it lacked energy.
Yeah.
Did some shit overnight.
It was hard to follow up Shaq and that Shaq and Kobe song, bro.
They put the best song out first.
I got to bring you niggas in.
Well, they did because that was the best song on there. What's going on, man? How y'all been doing? How's everybody been doing? How the family's been doing? What's been going on with us?
Man, my household just bouncing back from being sick.
Everybody?
Shit. Me and Cash for sure.
But y'all niggas caught that flu that was going on?
I don't think it was the flu because shit, nigga, it hit me like Tuesday and then I start feeling right again on Friday.
Oh, you probably had a little like bug.
Yeah, a little something, you know what I'm saying? And I gave it to him. So, you know, that's how it go.
That might be the one I'm coming down. I just feel sluggish, fool. Like, I'm out of there.
I slept all day. I couldn't even work. Like, I was out.
Out.
I was done.
You had a fever?
Low grade.
For real?
Yeah, low grade, and then I was, you know, I was in and out from the chills and being hot.
Oh, nigga, you might have had that vid, nigga.
You
might have had that vid.
You go get tested and shit. The new shit ain't even showing up like that. Like it's like how when COVID first came out, like people gonna get tested.
Yeah, because of the new.
Yeah.
New shit.
So it's a new strain. It's not COVID. It's supposed to be a new.
It's new strains already.
Yeah. I took me some Mucinex, man. I started feeling good.
Oh, no shit?
Straight up.
Yeah, they saying, I don't want to jump, but they saying that 5-day shit, you ain't got to do that shit no more.
Nah, it's
3-day, 2-day now.
It's just like the flu at this point. But, I, you know, that was it, though. You know what I'm saying? One day, and then second day, I was feeling a little bit better. Third day, I was on the road.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Something got my energy down. I'm just sluggish like a motherfucker since about Thursday. I just don't feel like doing shit. I slept yesterday. I went to work and I got off. I slept all day.
No shit?
Hell yeah.
You think that hour fucked you up a little bit too?
I'm glad.
I ain't know shit about that hour. Y'all said something earlier.
I'm glad.
You can feel it though?
I don't feel it.
I'm telling you, I just feel sluggish. So shit.
I never feel it when the time go forward, but when the time bounce back, I feel it. I don't like this shit.
Then time just changed. It felt like
nigga,
in
time. October.
That
in
was
October.
Like in October.
October. It's been like that? This is like a shorter run.
No, yeah, it do feel like it was shorter.
But it's because
that's because I think Easter is in March.
Yeah, Easter's on the 31st. Instead of being.
Oh, that's why them flights so motherfucking high.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we finna start getting late sunset. So, you know, it's going to start getting dark like around like
Eight, nine.
Yeah,
shit just feel off.
I fuck with that though.
Yeah, I like that better than that damn six or seven shit.
Yeah, I fuck with that.
Niggas going to bed.
A late sunset?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, come up earlier, right?
Yeah.
Nah, it's darker. It's a little darker in the morning.
Yeah.
It's a little darker in the morning.
About 7 to 8.
Oh, that, yeah, that's what
7:45
I like.
7:45 is when the sun coming up.
Yeah, it's a little darker in the morning.
Yeah, that's what I like then.
But you're going to get more sunlight.
Yeah. Throughout the day.
Yeah, throughout the entire day.
Okay.
It's, you know, I think the reason why they do the time was to get an extra hour out of your employees.
Oh, this is all some politics shit.
Yeah, because there's certain states who don't even participate in the shit.
Hold up, is what?
Yeah.
It's wait. Certain states that don't participate.
Yeah, so I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
I think it's New Mexico or Arizona. One of those states participating in the time change.
They were talking about doing away with
this. Yeah. Well, at one point they was. And then all of a sudden that shit, unless that was just shit the internet made up.
It was for motherfuckers to get an extra hour of work out of people that was working like sharecroppers and shit. They would get an extra hour out of their employees. Think about it. When the time go back, you know what I'm saying? They really, they telling you, oh, you get an extra hour of sleep. You know what I'm saying? But they getting an extra hour out of you because of the sun going, because the sun going down sooner. So, you know what I'm saying? So that's how it's a labor thing, really.
Well, I never knew that. I never even stopped to think about why this shit going back or not. Yeah.
So I just looked it up. The two states that don't do daylight savings and how they got rid of the time changes for good are, well, full list of states, territories that don't do daylight savings. You have Arizona. With the exception of Navajo Nation, you have Hawaii who doesn't, American Samoa, Guam, Northern Mariana Islands, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Yeah.
So what is say? So what time did time go back or whatever?
It went forward.
What time did time go forward?
So at 1 o'clock it shot to 3 o'clock.
This morning it shot to 3.
It shot to 3. Yeah.
So Arizona stayed at what?
They stayed at one. Whatever time it was.
So they're two hours ahead of us. They're behind us.
Yeah, so they
time was the same time before the time goes back.
So they was already. So
they always stay with the spring forward, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it says that. I was just finna go to that next.
So they don't move if they clock back.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't know that. I thought everybody did that shit, to be honest with you.
Shit, I didn't know that either.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That's why my body, I never have to adjust for springs forward. When that time go back, that fucks with my body.
Fuck with you.
Because you up an hour earlier than what you normally would be. You doing shit an extra hour. So, you know, it's really a political thing, dog. Shit.
I guess it ain't hit me this time because I just been feeling sluggish since like Thursday. Like, I just been out.
Like, why the fuck time got to go back? Just tell me why. Why? Cause it's getting darker earlier.
I thought, you know, something going on with the moon or some shit. You know, the planet, you got a space. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
All kind of shit going on. Like, shit, it's taking the sun an extra hour to hit around this motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's what I thought it was.
That's legit though.
Hell yeah.
I mean, cause the eclipse just what that shit. Something finna happen again.
Solar eclipse.
The solar eclipse finna happen. I feel like that shit just happened. That's what I'm saying.
No, not this though. Cause this right here.
They saying niggas are traveling to Texas to see this shit.
Every 20 years.
Yeah. Why it hit different in Texas?
They saying it's the best sight, the best visual for it.
Man, they are really selling the glasses.
I might have some glasses too with my stuff on it. I'm like, pass to y'all boys.
Let's make that happen.
Nigga trying to see it if I can see it, goddamn it. I felt like it was not too long ago where we was just out and about and we saw this shit.
It was.
That I feel like this shit just happened.
But it's going to be pitch black, though.
So it happens April 8th, and it's going to go pitch black.
Pitch black.
For how long?
I don't think it's that long, though.
They say on April 8th, the total solar eclipse will cross North America, moving, passing over Mexico and the United States and Canada.
At what time?
It don't have a time.
I don't think it's going to be that long, though.
See, I thought all this shit was part of that. Like, shit, time finna go back, so we need an extra hour. Right, here we go. Motherfucking...
It says at North America that will experience totality is Mexico's Pacific coast at around 11:07 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
So that's in Mexico, though. So they're the ones that's going to really get the pitch black shit.
So maybe what?
So that'll be 1 o'clock here.
That'll be 1 o'clock here.
Yeah. 1 o'clock here.
Yep.
And that's a what day? March? You said
April? April 8th.
It's a huge, that's a weekend.
It's a huge deal, bro. That's
like
a
huge
deal. April 8th is a.
Let's see what day that is. That is a Monday. Monday. So niggas gonna be going outside of work trying to see what the fuck going on.
I got all that glass in my shit. I can stay inside and still see it.
Shit, I'm gonna be in the field. So shit, niggas better make them lights on. Better
have them daytime runners on. Better have them daytime runners on.
Hey, better have them lights on when I come through.
Boy, smack. Watch out, nigga be plowing through shit.
1 o'clock, that's midday.
I seen some shit where they said, what if this shit happens and it never go bright again? This shit just stay dark.
That'll be like some, what is it, Alaska?
Alaska, like that.
They don't get like
some shit like, we never see light again.
They ain't seen the sun in like 46 days or some shit.
Yeah, when do it start rising again over there?
Shit, I don't know. I just seen it on Instagram. I'm like, what the fuck?
Living in fucking Alaska got to be punishment for, like, why the fuck would you want to live there?
I think it's just like military shit, huh?
Nah, it's more than that.
Yeah.
It's some people who just live there.
Yeah, you're right. Cause I met somebody from Alaska.
They got gangsters out there in Anchorage.
Never.
Gangsters in Alaska.
Yeah, you ain't Anchorage. Banging in that kind of cold.
Niggas throwing snowballs.
You see what I'm saying?
They was on say cheese. They was on say cheese. Some rappers from Alaska.
Ain't nobody putting up with that shit, dog. Y'all from
what
Alaska.
They call people from Alaska? Alaskans? What they call?
Yeah, Alaskians.
I might be hating.
I'm gonna just say Americans would be on the safe side.
T-Ross get it in Alaska.
Hey, Americans.
They up there.
You got to be an angry nigga to not see the sun all in 46 days.
For real, that shit got to be depressing.
You down there a month and a half. You ain't see you. Yeah, you in a funk.
T-Rod, what's been going on with you? How you been doing?
Man, shit, chilling, man. You know, chilling, man. Trying to get a business off the ground. So, you know, shout out to everybody who, you know, been locked in and tapped in, supporting your boy. Man, it's greatly appreciated for sure. Everybody know how, you know, for anybody who's trying to start a business on their own, you know how it is. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to everybody who's, you know, really tapped in and helping your boy grow this brand. We all going to go together. Like, we all going to go up together. You know what I'm saying? So, just working and grinding, trying to get that going on and in the gym all day throughout the week and on the weekends.
Y'all niggas live in the gym. God, they trying to see something on Instagram. The niggas in the gym.
Man, he got two of them. He got two of them in training.
He was just talking about that shit yesterday, nigga.
That nigga leave one gym and go right to the next.
Yeah, hey. It's starting to like burn me out, bro. I'm like, damn.
But that's the good part, though. At least he got to just go to one gym. You know what I'm saying? We be like this because we got one in the gym, one on the field.
One on the field.
Y'all in the same gym?
No, so True's in a so really it's only Monday that we really could chill and we ain't really chilling on Mondays. Tuesday.
That's the only day.
Tuesday, Tamia got practice. Wednesday, True has practice. Thursday, Tamia has practice. Friday, True plays two games. Saturdays, Tamia might have a tournament. Saturday or Sunday, between Saturday and Sunday, we got something going on with Tamia on the weekend. And then with True possibly want to do football, that's gonna be Sunday's supposed to be today.
You found a team?
Man. So I was like, did I ask y'all boys about the Ducks? Or
yeah, I told you. I like them. Their uniforms going to be hard.
For real? Yeah. So, yeah. So, yeah. Coach.
But
so
it's coach his birthday, though.
I know, man. So, and his mama ain't, you know, really, I don't care. You know, I feel like that's what, you know, I play football.
Flag,
so,
though, right? You're trying to flag, right?
Yeah. So, but for True, bro, it's like, I don't know if he really into it. He had hit a week where he wanted to go do football. Like, he wanted to go outside, we play catch with the football, you know what I'm saying, all the other type of
shit.
Shit
get boring to him, though.
But then, like, after that, it wasn't like basketball where he do that all day nonstop. Like, football after that week, he wasn't even talking about football no more. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, all right, I'm going to take you to go, you know, let's do flag or something like that. Yeah, I'll play flag. Man, that next week I was like, man, we got practice. So this is my son. So it was cold outside the day we supposed to go. It was on a Thursday. It was cold. And we was on our way to school. And I said, hey man, you got football practice today. I was like, I'm just letting you know, like you're gonna be out in the cold. So he was like, so we not gonna practice in the gym. I said, this ain't PE. Like, you gonna be outside in the elements. If it's cold, you're gonna be out there in the cold. If it's hot, you're gonna be, you know, out there in the heat. If it's raining, you're gonna be out there in the rain. Just let you know that's what it's gonna be. He's thinking when it's something like that, we going to the gym to have practice.
Yeah.
That's what he thinks.
Ain't no gym.
So when I told him that, he got like real quiet in the back seat. He to me at tapping him like, "Do you hear Dad talking to you?" And you know, he was like, "Oh, I'm just a basketball."
Hey, he was
dead. You know what I'm saying? So that's what he had with it. You know,
your brain was computing.
Yeah, he was really, he was really trying to figure that out. So
he was like, "Do I really want to do this?"
So I want to take him out there to, you know,
at least watch the practice and see.
Coach say take him out there because on Sundays they have like workouts, like open workouts.
Yeah, it's just conditioning.
Yeah, so he's like, "Man, bring him out there. Don't even tell him, you know, what it is, and you know, see if he like it or whatever." But
yeah, because that could be a difference too. Just go out there, practice with a bunch of kids instead of
being
at home by yourself.
Having, before you know it, you having fun.
Yeah.
But
that's really what football is.
That's
you know,
what it is, bro.
You start having fun with the kids you around.
Uh-huh. And so, like, a lot of the boys on the team, they all play for that organization. So, you know, obviously they're selling it. Yeah, you know, they selling it now. True's playing with older boys. So those boys are on their second year of tackle football. So he wouldn't be playing.
So they seven.
Yeah, they're seven. So he wouldn't be playing with them. You know what I'm saying? But you said with the age and stuff of how they doing and stuff now, like.
Well, so the Ducks are, they do advertise pure age, which means they run them like 5U, 6, 7, 8, 9. They don't combine age groups. Typha is 8. Typha is 7U. So you got 6. You got some kids that's maybe 5, 6, and 7 on that team.
Oh, I got you. I got you.
Yeah. So
I see what you're saying.
So even if if you in Typha, right, but you got a 6U team, you still playing 7U teams because it's how it's just built.
How it's built,
right? Oh, yeah. So you can't run away from it. And like those teams tend to have a rough time because they 6.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next year they the big dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I mean,
that makes sense.
So they still got to go through that if the league that they playing in ain't pure age, they trying to line their organization up. But and then like a team like a org like Cornerstone, they'll run their lower level ages in the D2 ranks, which is supposed to be the less competitive of the two. Okay. And then they'll run the high level age in the D1. Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, that's just kind of how they do it. And they teams have success, you know, on both levels.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, and I like the Ducks, though. I like the Ducks.
That's Drayden playing with their older group, right?
Yeah, well, he was. I don't know if they're going to have a senior team because those kids are playing seventh grade now, so they can just go play for the middle school.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Z, what's going on? How's Stave been doing, man?
Stave being Stave. bro. That's the best way I can put it. That's a nigga living in his own world. He don't give a fuck about nothing going on outside of his own door.
That nigga
said, "You got my nephew messed up."
Said nothing outside the room door.
That nigga don't give a fuck about the house can be burning down. Leave that nigga in his room. Leave him the fuck alone.
Like, what that guy?
Knock on his door. Is the food here? If it ain't, then what the fuck you talking to me for, nigga? Nah, I can't. I don't understand this nigga, man. That's the nigga I raised.
What'd you say? He doing good at training and stuff, man.
Yeah, you know, when it's time to get up and train, they gonna do his thing. But that's all he gonna do.
How they doing? Spring ball already?
They finna start this week, I think.
Okay,
he ready? Just got out of boot camp. It's time. All right, let's go. Fuck it. Stage shit is hurry up and get this shit over with so I can go back home.
Oh, he just want to be at home.
Stage, you want to be left alone in that room, close my door, cut my fucking light
off. Is that how Nay is?
That's exactly how Janae is.
Yeah.
And Zalea is more of me. She want to shit. Let's get in that field.
Noodle out. Let's
get in that field, baby. I ain't trying to miss nothing. I'm trying. It's time to party. That's why I make fun of every time the sorority thing, every time they do so. I say, all y'all do is party. That's right up our alley. That's right up our alley.
For real.
Yeah, shit, that's pretty much, that's how Stave doing. Stave is doing him.
Shit, what's been going on with me?
He gonna surprise you, y'all.
Yeah, I was thinking that in my head, bro. He gonna
surprise you.
He gonna do something this year, bro.
I know. Cat hoping for that.
Yeah. That's what I'm waiting on.
He opened it wrong.
Look.
Ain't nothing wrong with being wrong.
Nigga say it was a party. Supposed to be a party yesterday. So I think if Duty would have went, Stave probably would have went. But I guess Duty ain't go. So I'm like, nigga, go to the party. Get your Bro, get out the fucking house, my nigga.
Yeah.
You acting like you an old man, fool. You were in high school. Hey, go hit the mall or something. Go do something.
I pulled the dad card on my daughter, goddammit. She has to go to a party. She sent me the flyer, and they was promoting alcohol. I said, no, you ain't going there.
Yeah, well, see, that was what he said last night. He said, shit, you got to bring a bottle.
I said, what? Got to bring a bottle?
Damn.
You ain't going
there. Yeah, he talking about some Gatorade or something.
He ain't talking about Gatorade. He talking about, yeah, it better be something else in that Gatorade bottle, not no Gatorade.
I was like, nah, I said, you know. Yeah,
that's crazy.
The dad in me was like, I probably would have let you go. If they wasn't promoting, they was gonna have alcohol at this party.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I could trust you all day, but I can't trust no other 16, 17, 18 year olds that's on alcohol. Yeah.
You trust your kids, it's just the other factors that you don't trust.
Be right, this is where the flip side is.
you know.
That's one
double standard I can live by.
But it wasn't even that, bro. I didn't want this nigga go do something, bro.
She done been to a party and somebody done had a little bit too much and passed out. Yeah. And you know, what's crazy, when we was coming up, we had parties. Then nobody had no alcohol. Boys wasn't getting drunk.
Well, we was drinking MD 2020.
MD. Yeah, I wasn't getting drunk though.
I don't know about drunk. Now, my first time I ever got drunk was on that Taka and Kool-Aid, but we was out of school then.
That boy said Taka, boy.
Taka, vodka, and Kool-Aid.
I know you woke up with the worst headache.
Woke up me. I ain't going to sleep with one.
Because, yeah, boy, that sugar and that ooh-wee.
What they call that shit?
Ooh-wee, you got the splash.
Earl. He went to go meet Earl.
Yeah, Earl, for real.
He went to call Earl.
You say Taka, it sound like Earl.
Oof.
That's some nasty shit.
That's to this day, that smell still get to me.
Oof. Yeah, that's that bottom of the barrel right there.
That bottom. The bottom. They don't even put that on the shelf. They put that on the floor.
For real. Behind some shit.
Behind.
You got to ask for that. Like,
yeah, you
got
to ask. Like, nigga come blow the dust off that bitch.
So we wasn't getting drunk on that MD, but that talking Kool-Aid fucked me off.
These kids getting drunk.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But these kids got money now, so they can get the best, the finest of the finest.
Yo, it amazes me how many kids walk around with them $500 Apple headphones on. I be like, all these goddamn kids got these motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
That shit crazy.
What you got going on, Benny? What you got going on?
Well, quick update. I looked up the Alaska shit, and it did say, even though residents in, I don't know how to pronounce this name, UTQIA, GVIQ.
Give it a try. That's it.
You could buy whatever.
That nigga said you could slob it.
And nigga, I don't know what the fuck that is. No disrespect, nigga, but I don't know what the fuck that was, nigga.
A for effort, nigga. A for effort. Fuck.
But it says the northernmost town in Alaska won't see the sun for 67 days come winter. They enjoyed the midnight sun all summer, over 80 days of uninterrupted daylight. So 67 days.
Hold
without,
on, they get how many days of all daylight?
80 days.
80 days with just nothing but daylight.
Yep. In the summertime.
That's crazy.
And then in the winter they get 67 days with no sun.
Would you want that?
Fuck no, bro.
They don't never have a day where it's just, you know, it goes from dark to
no.
To light to dark.
Nigga going to sleep while the sun's still up.
That's wild.
I can't sleep like that.
I can't either.
You gonna have to have them black out curtains.
Black curtains.
Gotta
black it out.
Have them blacked out curtains. That's the only way it's gonna work.
What we been doing? What's going on? Cali's. We're doing. We was told it was coaches' pitches at first, and then we heard that it was softball. So they were making it seem like regular children, the other girls were gonna be pitching.
Where you at?
So we went to Holy Name.
Oh, okay.
We at Holy Name, but we're doing an all girls team. So we're gonna be playing other all girls teams. So we was told we were gonna be having to travel kind of far. So I'm kind of excited to see how this go. But
man, you gotta talking about out of town travel,
probably so.
Out of town travel,
yeah.
Ain't no like they don't have no teams here or something.
Not a lot, from what we were told.
Well, you gonna drop me that schedule, man? So I can pop in when y'all do.
But when she turns 7, she's looking. We looking for a team for club basketball, and we're gonna get her with that. And she want to do softball.
Well, you know where to bring her for basketball.
I don't know if she ready for that though, T-Raw.
You know what he got to bring her for basketball.
As long as they, as long as they teaching them, she ready for it.
Yeah, she gonna teach. They gonna teach her for sure.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Put it with that. What's that other shit? Y'all
nah, we ain't doing CYO basketball no more.
CYO.
She doing. She want to do club.
Yeah, man. Bring her. It's only one place to bring her, man. It's only.
They gonna train them.
It's only about three organizations. Grassroots. SA Fighting's got a good thing going on. And I ain't gonna say it's only three, but I know these are
that you know of.
Sahi, us. Grassroots, SA Finance for sure. Got some good, and there's some up and coming stuff coming up as well too. But they got some good. Those are your good organizations right there. Your powerhouses for sure.
Man, Cash that's really about he want to hoop.
For real, Brain he cash. Been talking about it as well.
Brain cash, dog.
Yeah,
he won't play everything.
Cash money, that's good.
He won't play everything.
She really, she really likes softball, though. I didn't think she was gonna like it. Like she. And they playing with the yellow balls too, so you know it's straight like miniature softball.
I feel about 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds pitching at each other.
That's what we was told. At first, I thought it was coaches' pitches too.
I think you might misinterpreting it, Benny. I can't. I have a hard time believing they're gonna let a 6-year-old pitch at a 6-year-old.
Well, they playing 7 and under?
A 7-year-old. So they playing 7 and under.
They not pitching at 7?
Well, you just move closer, right? You move half.
Yeah, you move closer. I can see them moving closer. But
I don't know,
man. I don't know either.
I'm trying to think what age was reminded but when she started pitching.
She pulled her hair. You seen that? Angel Reese pulled her hair. sorry, yeah, y'all. We watching the LSU and South Carolina women's championship game.
She's gonna get her back. Yeah, oh, no, she's gonna get her back. She's gonna get her back. It's a dirty game. It's a dirty game in the trenches, baby. It's a real dirty game in the trenches. She's gonna get her back.
But yeah, I'm interested to see. You know, got the baby do
she
May.
She threw a bow right there.
You see him?
They playing dirty.
They playing.
They letting them play.
They letting them play.
I love this.
The way she swung that though.
Nah, I love this.
If she would have connected.
She ain't even trying to disguise it.
Now they just want to fight now.
Don't pull her hair.
That big girl dominating her. That's why.
Look at her. Look how she pushing her.
Always the second one get caught.
But you know, no, because her pulling her hair. That referee right there saw Angel Reese pull her hair.
Hey, you pulled her hell, bro. Now you gonna catch something, bro. You gonna catch something.
No, that's don't a wig on her shit.
Don't trip. Yeah, for real. That's it. You know how embarrassing that be on national TV to get your wig snatched off
for
the basketball game.
See, look, come on now.
That look too much now. Come on now.
I told T-Raw, Angel Reese get frustrated with that big Amazon, bro.
She do.
No disrespect to her.
For real. Like, she lose all her game.
She lose
she
all her game her. When she goes against her, bro.
Y'all go ahead and fight. Don't rip something off.
Let's see. I had a lot of shit that I wanted to talk about. Some shit that I've been seeing on.
Y'all already had a game, though, Benny?
No. They ain't even started practicing yet. So, what I like about is Kelly, Corona's wife, is coaching. What I like about her is that they haven't got the official go ahead for starting practice yet, but she's been like once a day having them come up to Holy Name and saying, "Hey, we're gonna practice throwing this day. We're gonna practice hitting." That way, when it's practice time, she knows what to do.
Yeah, got to get this leg up.
So question we. It's been drama already. Basically,
trying to insert us in some shit too.
No, I'm not. Basically, a parent. I guess her child is new to the program, and her child kept playing in the dirt. Mm-hmm. Playing in the dirt, and the coach had told her. Kelly told her no. Like, can you please stop? And from what I was told, they told her like 10, 11 times.
Ain't got time for that.
So Kelly made the little girl run.
Yep.
And the mama, didn't take too fond of that.
Get rid of mama and the daughter right there. Yeah. Boom. Y'all both gone.
And see, here's my good way. Look,
this ain't what we want.
And I know Kelly. So I know Kelly. Kelly's a.
Well, wait. Let me finish. So, I didn't know about it until I got home and Tamika told me. She said, hey, it was a little, and she was like, all of the mothers and the parents was telling their child, hey, focus, pay attention. And that parent never not one time told her child to come here, let me talk to you, focus, you know, none of that. So after practice, she made the girl, not after practice, but the rest of practice. I think it was like 5 minutes or whatever. She told her to run. I don't know how many times she told her to run. But after practice, Tamika said that the parent and Kelly was talking. And she was talking kind of greasy, like talking shit and saying, hey, why is my child the only one running? This and that. So I get home and it's about 9. The parent write, we got a group me. Parent write a big ass fucking paragraph in the group chat.
I don't like it.
For everybody to see, bro. Everybody. Something like this.
Parent out of line, should have hit a DM.
Should have hit a DM or hit the personal line. So coach never responded. She said, you know, this and that. Said her piece and she basically left the group. But this was after another parent stepped in and said, well, first off, you were wrong for putting this in public for everybody to see. This is something that you should have called. This is something that you should have, you know, maybe called the coach and talked to her about, try to get an understanding why. Lady said, who are you? You know, are you a coach or who are you? So at that point, I was just
sound like the mom of the problem.
And that's exactly what
you heard what I said as soon as he, yeah, as soon as I heard what he said. Mom of
the problem. See, because I know Kelly. See, this is one of those situations where I actually know, like, Kelly's a teacher. She's a former teacher. She was a really good teacher when she was teaching. So I know that she showed that little girl some patience, had some patience with that little girl.
Yeah, Samika said she told her, like, enough.
She said 10 times.
Ten times.
I know for sure she had patience with her before she, like, at a certain point as a coach. Now, the coach in me is like, okay, now if you're not listening.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing, though, too, because I be having to tell Quisha this too. Like, bro, when your kids get to middle school, parents aren't allowed mm-hmm. to sit and watch their kids practice.
Nope.
You can't sit in the gym.
Nope.
Now you can come to the football field. We would let parents come to the football field if you want to sit on the bleachers if you want to. It's hot if you want to. You can't have none of our water. You got to bring your own stuff. But you come sit if you want to, but 9 out of 10 times they're not coming to sit. So now you have parents that are overly engaged mm-hmm. sitting at practice with their kids instead of letting a coach be a coach. You know what I'm saying? What was the whole point of you? If that was the case, you could have started your own team and you coach. That's the whole point of taking your kids to an organization to be coached. It's for you to stay out the way. You know what I'm saying? So I just think that's a huge. That's true. That's true too. It's just really a situation where like parents be on top of coaches too much at practices. You know what I'm saying? Like when you drop your kids off at practice, when you drop them off at the game, just you're trusting these other adults with your kid. Sit back and chill. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a big problem.
You know what I'm saying? That's a huge problem. And this is why you have a lot of
everybody know best. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, bro. And this is why this is happening in youth sports. You don't really see it happen as often in middle school and high school because, again,
they don't got the access like that.
They can't come to practice. Like, basketball is a closed practice. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't come. Like, your parent can't come in here and sit in here. You know what I mean? So it's just I feel like that's a lot of it too, but
they doing that shit in the youth sport, so it carries over.
Yeah, really does.
That's where it starts.
It's where it starts. And so, like I said, though, man, this particular situation, I just so happened to know the coach, the individual that's the coach, and I know she was a former teacher. I know that she had patience with that child, man, before she did that.
When he said 10 times, if you take a kid somewhere to be coached, discipline comes with that.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you don't allow your child to be disciplined by other people, then that is not the place for you. And I welcome parents to leave that are like that because I don't, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to deal with no parent who feel like you can't discipline
and
their child.
And it's a lot of parents like that, though, bro. You can't tell them how to discipline their child, bro.
And some like me, I'm one of them win as a team, lose as a team type coaches, right? So if one person messing up, guess what?
Everybody's running.
We all going to suffer the consequences. Because then that creates leaders, right? Yeah. They tell, stop doing this, stop doing that.
Your team, you making your kids hold their teammates accountable.
Even at an early age, they need that from each other. Right, so I'm big on that. I'm big on accountability. You know what I'm saying? I don't make excuses for my child when he effing up. He effing up. You know what I'm saying? I don't make no excuses for him, and I don't allow him to live in that excuse world. I tell him well, what could you have done better?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Let's start there.
That's how it's supposed to
you
be.
You know what I mean? So that so he knows off of the rip. Don't come to me and tell me what that person did, what that person did. What did you do?
Yep.
Let's talk about your stuff first, and then we can get somewhere else.
So, Z, what
I'm
you think?
I'm big on that.
Don't get me started, man. I don't like a parent. Y'all want to go into this?
Yeah. Come on, man.
I hate it. This is from Little League all the way up to high school. I can't stand no sideline ass parent. Bitch, shut the fuck up talking to me. Don't talk to your child while they with me. Don't even talk to me after practice. I don't want to hear it. You going to talk to the head coach.
Yeah.
It don't should tell be a 24-hour
rule, too.
Yeah, it's like. It's
supposed to be like that.
It's goddamn. It's steps to get to me. And I'm the little man at the bottom. But, bitch, I got to stop saying bitch. Now, fuck that, bitch. Stop talking to me. You got a problem? See, situation like that, you and your daughter get the fuck on.
And see,
that's how I do it.
And parents do not understand
this. No, they don't.
Parents don't understand it. When your kid, when your kid is getting recruited for college, the coach is recruiting the parent as well. Not just your kid, but the parent as well. So a coach can see a parent talking crazy in the stands and all that other stuff. And your kid could be an amazing kid. But can
they ain't
literally
gonna fuck
mess
with you.
Your kid
they can
up
mess your kid's
because
career
you
up.
Don't know how to sit down and behave in stands, bro. Coaches literally are recruiting kids and parents.
Unless you're one of them extra parents that go hard for the whole team and you just cheering on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's encouraging. Yeah, we need more of them. But the ones you're talking about, though?
Even with social media, though.
And with social media, looking
at that, too.
Because they want to see how big of a liability are you going to be for our program.
Are you that good enough for us dealing with that?
Yes.
Production over tolerance.
I just saw an article on I think it was a high school sports page that said parents are close between 80 to 90% of the reason why their kids don't get recruited.
Yeah.
And freak, man, what is that article? If I find it, I'm going to put it out.
Your family can hold you back.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And you not even know that it's happening.
Yes. Yes. The foolishness of social, all of that stuff, bro. Coaches, look into that. They want to see if this kid, oh, man, okay, I know what I'm getting from this kid. I know what I see from this kid. What the parent like? What am I going to get from the parent? You know what I mean? Is the parent one of them? You know, like, that's a real situation that parents just truly don't hold themselves accountable in that particular situation, like hold themselves accountable. Like,
I'm saying, man, since we started this podcast, I say, man, I commend all coaches, especially Little League, bro, because it's really not no hard job. And it's really not a hard job. It's a hard job. You're not getting paid for it.
Yeah.
You got to put up with so much, bro. I commend anybody that, because I
willing to give up
their
time.
And I said, never again, bro. I just, it ain't for me.
Because if you know so much, man, you free to volunteer. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. You definitely free to volunteer.
We all had a chance. Now, do they do background checks and shit?
Yes, they do.
I'm pretty sure they do.
I had to do a background check.
Yeah. Type of a background check, I believe.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, we all had a chance to come up and get certified, man.
But it's some dudes. It's some dudes that you know that did some things past as coaches. So I know for a fact if these dudes is on, you know, rosters and stuff like that, anybody can coach.
Anybody can coach.
Yeah.
They just looking for something specific, like dealing with kids.
Yeah, man. I can't do it, man. I couldn't do it.
And I don't think the coach is wrong, like, for there has to be. That's the problem.
What if the coach said nothing to your daughter and just allowed your daughter to play in the sand the entire
time? You'd be mad at that.
You'd be mad as hell. You know what I'm saying?
Put her hands in her face and her eyes, scratch her eyes, something like that.
Or she could throw her during dirt at somebody else.
You dig what I'm saying?
Then that's a bigger problem now.
I let them motherfucking them ants attack her ass.
That's true, too.
So what you want me to do? You want me to say something? You want me to not say something? Because I said something 10 times.
Yep.
At this point, you see what's going on. So as a mama, you should redirect your child, man.
And then go run into the group meet, man.
To do that.
That was a one-on-one conversation.
Yeah.
You and your daughter get the fuck on.
For real. Yeah.
And I know
thank
Kelly
you, but no thank you.
Told her 10 times because she was probably waiting on her mama to say something to her. And her mama never said anything.
Never said anything.
Never said anything. Because That's
all the other moms were saying something to their children, telling them, "Hey, pay attention. Stop doing this. Stop doing that."
And I'm cool with that as a coach. Like, I'm cool with that. Like, because
but that one parent never said nothing.
As long as you see what I'm seeing, then okay, cool. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And also to respect that, what I'm gonna hold your kid accountable in this situation too. So man. I know she was waiting on that kid mama to say something. That kid mama never said anything.
I would have been made that kid run.
I said the same thing.
I don't play with coming
five laps.
Same thing. Yeah.
And guess what? The next time I'm adding one. We starting at five, but every time I got to make you run, we add until you get the point. Like, for real.
That's crazy.
I've done different type of approach. I've done that. I've made, like what B-Rob say, I've made the whole team run.
Yep.
I have also done the person that is the problem. You watch your team run. Watch your team run. Now watch when they come back. Watch how they come back. Now this is me. I'm holding you accountable. I'm trying to hold you. You know, I've held you accountable. I've given you consequences. Mm-hmm. Whatever. You still not responding to me. Okay, now it's only right because your teammates is out here suffering with you too. They got to go through this as well too. So I'm gonna make them run. I'm gonna let you watch them run, and I'm gonna see how you're gonna feel and respond to that. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And of course, we gonna keep it in the line. Yeah. I ain't never let no kids fight or nothing. Like, you know what I mean? But I've done that as well too, and that approach has worked as well too because you got kids that are like. Man, no, I don't want nobody to say nothing to me. I don't want to. Yeah, yep. Okay. Well then, all right. Well, do what you need to do. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I've done different type of approaches with that, man. I don't think nothing wrong with it. As long as you stay within the lines and you're not doing nothing crazy to them children.
And running ain't crazy.
No, it ain't. But you know, some parents consider that corporal punishment, dog.
Man, it's running.
No, some parents consider that corporal punishment.
What you want? Like, cause I give you up downs and shit on the field.
No,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you're gonna be mad if I pull out the old school shit and make you roll.
That's what I'm saying. that's corporal. But to
you
us,
know what I'm saying?
But that's considered corporal punishment.
That might be far.
But
roll 100 yards.
But here's the thing, though, bro. We was doing that and wasn't crying and complaining because we wanted to play. If you want to play, you gonna do them
for real.
You know what? Another thing with us, though, we feared our coaches.
Yeah. It was that's a respect. True. I like
respect.
What you say. Fear was
respect.
We had respect
for
our coaches, dog, regardless of if we did not like, even the ones we did not like, bro, we still had a level of respect for them.
That
kind of
started, like, I guess it was more so family-oriented when we was coming up. Because, like,
that's crazy.
It wasn't no missing practice using trouble. Now, you taking your ass to practice.
Yeah.
And your coaches finna be.
Cat, I can't tell you, bro, how many. Like, because it's easy. You know, teachers would always say, just kick him off the tee or send him home.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, that's what he wants.
That's what he wants.
He wants it. Why would I go send him on a vacation?
Yeah.
Like, he need to. And so I would call a parent. Lord knows, any of my kids who I've had in the past, and y'all listen to this, y'all know I'm telling the truth. I would call a parent, tell him, hey, I need him to show up to practice. This is what happened, so on and so forth. Like, I need him to come to practice. He's going to try to go home. Can you have some type of communication with him? Tell him that I need him at practice because he's not gonna run from what he did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna kick him off the team either. But he's gonna be held accountable for what he did. You know what I'm saying? But you would have teachers come kick him off the team, send him home. No,
that's easy.
Why?
That's easy.
The easiest thing to do is quit.
Yeah. No, we ain't gonna do that.
You gonna come? You gonna get this work?
Yeah.
And it's like gonna make you a better person. Too.
Our parents sent us. Our parents made us go to practice. Our parents made us go to practice, dog.
Man, we wouldn't have been able to get anywhere if we learned how to quit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And because we didn't learn how to quit is why we finish it out.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Even if it's a failure, we still finish it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's his way. And I raise my kids like that too. I don't care what we do. If we started, we finish
finishing it.
Now, if you decide after that you don't want to do it anymore,
that's cool.
We going to pivot. You going to do something. But
We
ain't got to do that. But you know what I'm saying? We going to finish it though.
That's real, bro.
Plus I paid.
switching topics a little bit. I know it's been a lot going on with the. Well, first off, y'all seen the video with the zoo.
The gorillas.
That lady and the
gorillas.
What happened?
Hey, man.
Oh, yeah.
He's locked in that cage.
I saw her running, but I never finished it. So did the gorilla do his bad to us?
No, I don't think he did
he
that
didn't,
bad
He didn't
to
get
her.
To her because she ended up locking herself
it
in.
It was two of them.
It was two ladies.
It was
so,
two of them.
All in all, at a Fort Worth zoo, you had a silverback. one of the most aggressive gorillas.
Boy, chasing one of the most animals in the world.
Hey, I bet that was the best time to be at the zoo because that's the most action you're going to get.
For real, for real.
Because they be so laid back, so I would have been excited, nigga. Fuck up.
That motherfucker ran out of that corner, and he knocked over his, I don't know if it was a he or her, but he knocked over the food and everything to get to her. And there was another one inside the cage. Yeah. And one of them ran inside the cage that where he sleep at night. And was finna lock herself in that, and that other one left the other one on. It's not funny.
But she was far away. There was no way for that other one, because he ran to, so it was a guy standing. So yeah. What I realized was that was glass.
Yeah, that was a glass. He was looking.
So he was looking. Yeah. So the gorilla ran to him.
Yeah, thinking that he can get to him.
And so he ran to that guy that was standing in the glass, and the other lady that was far away, she was. The gorilla was in between her and that door. So what you go to?
How they get out?
They never showed. But the lady that, you know how the zoos, they got that big old drop like that. So just in case.
He's like in between that. Yeah.
So that lady, she was finna either jump down there. Or that motherfucker was finna get her, bro.
She gonna kill us.
Yeah, but he was mad, bro. Like,
trying to scale that wall.
That shit ain't funny, nigga. But I mean, it's funny to an extent. But nigga, that motherfucking gorilla was mad, nigga.
He was finna beat her ass.
He was finna grab a hold of her.
Oh, she was the worker.
Yeah, nigga.
I don't say no. You can't pay me enough to go.
So that's what I was finna ask y'all. That was my next question.
No.
Would y'all ever consider doing a job like that for a million?
A million.
You gotta.
Hold on. What's the job? What's the job, Benny? Man, if you gotta throw a couple of steaks in there, give me that meal.
Cause that nigga's
you,
a meal.
No. You talking about get in there with him?
You gotta go. You gotta care for him, clean his shit up, feed him.
Why he free?
Why he
like, he free?
Yeah, that's how they do.
I would rather let Shaq run me over full speed
You can't predict what the fuck he gonna do.
I don't even like dogs. You think I'm gonna do something with a fucking gorilla? Hell no. Nah. And they say they have the strength of 10 men.
I seen the one lady ran to the door, but I was like, this bitch is stupid, so I just stopped watching.
They gonna rag, no. They gonna toss your ass around.
That girl, she was like trying to go.
Yeah, she was running away from him.
Boy, that damn thing gonna rip you in half, bro.
Start taking you like this shit.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, what are you doing? What's your job? All you gotta do is throw some steaks over the goddamn top of the gate.
What was they doing?
You gotta clean that area.
He's supposed to be put up while I'm doing that shit.
But see, it looked like on, and I don't know the whole video, but it looked like he came from another room or another somebody else. Yes, that's what I was finna say. It looked like he came from another door or another area.
What you mean you gotta clean? What is it to clean?
They shit.
They clean. You gotta clean their area, nigga.
You gotta clean.
They shit in the jungle.
It ain't the jungle though.
I'd rather take a charge from Shaq.
I thought they eat their own shit and shit. Or is that just
her workmate pulled that door open? Goddamn it! That what happened? She must have stopped fucking with her workmate and he got mad.
Workmate, she ain't want to give him none.
Yeah, workmate got her back though. Goddamn it!
Nah, you gotta clean them cages, nigga.
Bro, like shit.
He gotta be put up though.
I hit your ass the water holes and I ain't touching you and shit. That ain't a job for me.
No,
commend to anybody that can do that. It ain't for me.
If you can't put him up while I'm getting ready to do it, then nah.
And I think he was supposed to have been put up. No.
Hold on, Benny, would you do it? Benny would do it. I knew it.
Nigga ain't going to live to make that $1 million.
Benny, I think I would try it, fool. I think, I'm be honest, nigga. I think I would try it, dude.
No, you wouldn't, Benny.
Yes,
you
I would. Yeah,
you would not get in that cage with a.
He would.
A I real know Benny. Live.
Benny would.
If he's supposed to be locked up and.
No. He's out.
If he's out.
He's out.
I think I would.
Boy, you are tripping. That ain't no damn panda.
Because I'm sure that would. I'm sure that would come with some type of training or something, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I had the proper training and.
But what's the procedure?
What's the procedure when you got a gorilla on your ass?
Shit, you ain't got no button to press, nigga. You better keep a motherfucking life alert around your neck.
Is that like the dog just staying still?
No, you better.
Hell no. No, not with no gorilla,
nigga. No. Really, to be honest, I really think you are supposed to do that. You seen the video of the people that was in that
forest? Jungle?
Yeah. And that gorilla walked by them and Bro, this how I know I ain't messing with one. They was doing what they supposed to do by the textbook.
Still got an ass.
That gorilla, hey, cat. That gorilla grabbed that dude. That dude was just sitting there. He was still wasn't moving. Didn't make no subtle movements. That gorilla was walking by him, and as he was walking by him, he went on ahead and snatched him up and drug him a little bit. He let him go. But I'm like, yeah, he was just messing with him. He was messing with him. He walked by. He grabbed him.
I bet he was scared as shit though. What? Boy. Cause he felt how strong he was too.
Boy, what?
He probably just like, casually. Now get your ass up out of here.
Yeah. I would have pissed go on myself.
Now get your ass up out of here.
Immediately.
No, I seen a video of a bear. Y'all see that? You see that video of that bear killed them three people?
What was they doing?
So they were messing with a cub.
Stupid.
They were messing with a cub.
That's why they fucked up.
And you know, they were in almost like it looked like a storage container. It almost looked like a storage container. That's what it looked like. They were inside of it. So there's only one way in, one way out. And they were messing with the cub out, you know, right at the door or whatever. And the parent bear came up and it was, you know, kind of looking around and sniffing around and all the other stuff. And next thing you know, the bear ran into the unit with them and killed all three of them. And they were recording it. So when you can see the bear charge at him, you see the bear charge at him inside that thing,
and that camera just dropped,
and the video and the camera dropped. That was it.
All right, so I looked it up. What to do when a gorilla charges at you? It says stay calm, do not react. At this point, it's only human that someone will scream, which will antagonize the gorillas. Be submissive. Gorillas hate looking directly into their eyes, so try as much as possible to look away. Crouch down and make yourself as small as target as possible. Try to make yourself small, such as
they said don't move. The gorilla crouch down.
Does not feel challenged. You don't want to challenge them.
Supposed to remember all that when the gorilla
is charging at you. Charging at you.
They gonna scream, turn and run.
Remain quiet and passive until the gorilla loses interest or until help arrives.
Man, nah.
Hopefully,
the women didn't do that. The women didn't do that. That was
they ran. So that's that human instinct kicking in.
And they probably train and see them that gorilla every day. And they still ran and screamed. Yeah, nah, bro.
Yeah, hopefully, they never in no place like that.
I would like to go to a jungle though, just to see what's out there.
Man, you are crazy today, as hell.
You better
bro.
Take your ass. What's the one in Disney?
Animal Kingdom.
Animal Kingdom. You better take ass to Animal Kingdom.
Walk that magical forest or whatever.
I know. Take your crazy ass to that shit in New Braunfels, that Natural Bridge Cabin shit.
Hey,
y'all
nigga,
and feed them giraffes and shit.
That shit expensive though.
Nah, it wasn't that expensive.
Natural Bridge.
Yeah, you take a little car. I think you take a car load. Yeah, my stupid ass did that before. Never again.
Would they come up to the car and shit?
Come up to the car and feed them.
I'll roll that ostrich neck
nigga
up
that
in that window.
Nigga, that ostrich had me scared to the bitch, boy. That nigga had me scared to the bitch, nigga. I rolled that window up, nigga.
I roll him up in that window.
Nigga, he had me scared, boy. I say, I almost hit another one, goddamn ostrich trying to get away from one.
Ostriches are aggressive-ass birds, though,
nigga.
They're
hard-ass
beasts,
nigga.
They'll kill you.
They're aggressive,
they
nigga.
They talons or something. They said they'll...
I ain't had no food for you.
They can rip you up.
Nigga look like he was mad, too.
Let's see what we got next.
Yeah, I seen that with that gorilla, though. That
have y'all seen where an article came out about Wimby in San Antonio?
Well, I ain't seen if it's real or not, though.
What it say?
They try to say Wimby ain't happy.
They saying...
But I know
we're losing?
Yeah, I know yeah, they nobody... Suck. Yeah.
So what it was...
That minute shit.
It was an article... That's just stupid, too. I think Ramona Shelburne, ESPN, she said... this is just quote, Victor is here. Victor is ready to win. I know the Spurs have had this idea that they are going to take 2 or 3 years and find the right core, and they're all going to be on the same timeline. But I don't know how patient Wimby is because of his fan base and his mentality.
Yeah.
When I watch him play, that man is competitive and he wants to win.
Super competitive, dog.
Yeah, but I mean, you didn't expect to go to no fucking good team if you get drafted number one. So, you know what I'm saying? You know what you're stepping into. No matter what team he would have went to,
that's true.
Was going to be sorry with number one pick.
That's true.
He could have went to the Pistons. They was going to be sorry.
But there's a certain type of player that can only come be a Spur.
Yeah.
So, me and what that being said is, I feel like within the last couple of years, we ain't never really just heard big names associated with the Spurs. And now with Wemby here, you hear names like Trae Young, LeBron, all that type of stuff. If you think people not interested in coming and playing with them, you crazy. So we got that type of flair going right now. But you know the Spurs ain't going to take some of these players. That's why we got. That's why the Spurs got rid of DeJounte Murray.
Man, if they could get Trae Young, they need to get him.
They should have kept Murray.
Murray balling right now, too.
And see, my thing with Murray and
that's
Murray,
Trae not playing.
Murray wasn't even doing nothing. I think it was more or less his girl. I think she might have been
too
much.
She wanted to leave.
I felt like she might have been too much.
Nah, that was young boy baby mama.
Yeah, I felt like she might have been too much.
But she didn't even live here. She lived in Houston.
Yeah, that's. But the Spurs, I'm telling you, man.
But now they do it. They do a thorough background check on your whole family. I remember going to like a little camp one time with some kids, and we went to like the little film room they have at the practice facility, and they handed us a sheet, and it was on Kawhi, and it had all this nigga details on this motherfucker, like his family members and shit. Like they got your whole life broken down, dog. They got private investigators.
They be following them dudes.
Yeah, they know everything.
Everybody don't want to come be like that, man.
I think
like
if he's not happy here, or I will say this. I think I talked about it with somebody before. If they not winning next year, he gone.
But I don't think he nothing he could do it because I think he might be third, fourth. Yeah. I think he might got 3-4 years.
That fourth year is player option though, right?
I don't know. But I know
I don't think he's gonna play an option off no rookie deal.
I think he might be 3-4 years here. He locked in. So Wemby better get out of his feelings and eat some more tacos because he ain't going nowhere no time soon.
I do feel like his team works against him.
They
like,
do.
You know, he be like, come on, as big as he is, how can you miss him? y'all doing that shit on purpose at some point. Like, get a nigga the ball. Stop playing.
Hey, bro, to see him in person.
It's crazy.
I've seen him in person, like, so I took True to a game. Me and True sat kind of close, but when me and Quisha went to the game, we had real good seats. And to like be up and that dude's gonna be the best player in the NBA, bro, if he stay healthy, bro.
Man, say I don't wanna hear this shit, cause I've been telling y'all this.
4-year contract.
I don't know how 4 long.
Years.
No
four
player
years,
option.
No player option, right?
No player option.
Bro, I told y'all.
If he stays healthy, bro, he's gonna be to see him and could stand next to other people that are tall. And he makes them look like kids.
Man, that one you see one of him standing next to AD?
Bro, that is AD ain't small.
At all.
And for him to be able to do all the stuff that he does at that size.
No, he's taller than Rudy Gobert.
Bro, if he stays healthy, bro, it's over for the league, bro.
And that's the biggest. And that's the biggest thing, him staying healthy. Because
normally we got Sam's little brother.
Yeah,
6'8".
It's another Wemby.
Only 16?
Wemby was 7 feet, I think, at 16. But that's not to say that his
still
brother,
tall though.
But that ain't to say his brother ain't gonna be tall either though, because he can catch a growth spurt. He only 16.
Yeah, I wasn't impressed with him at first, but now I feel sorry for him.
Yeah, he be balling.
He stuck down here in fucking San Antonio. But I like the other dude too, Vassell.
Yeah, Vassell be balling.
Vassell be balling too.
Keldon be bullshitting.
Bro,
he got sorry to me. I feel like his stock is going down.
He had a lot of potential and it just hit
the wall. He hit a wall.
Bro, I was sitting.
I think he hit his wall already too.
I was sitting close enough to hear Pop Nell like in the huddle, like hear their conversations on the court. Like Pop really, like they, like now Pop has gotten older. But he was for him and Malachi Branham, or whatever his name is.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
They was going at it on the court for show, for show. Like, they was arguing back and forth. He was on Jeremy Sochan. Like, Jeremy Sochan don't take him serious. Like, he be cussing Jeremy Sochan out during the game.
He ain't going to be that long. They going to get rid of his
he
ass.
He be looking at him smiling and laughing and going on and all that. He don't take him serious. But I definitely heard him and Branham going back and forth during the game. Like, they were going back and forth at each other. I was like, oh, damn. But, yeah, it's just... I said it, bro. It's the youngest team in the league, and they got the oldest coach in the league. It's just I don't know if that's a good mix.
And it's not, man. And the Spurs also need some veterans, some good veterans on that team.
But everybody want to win. Nobody want to win the Spurs way.
Well, shit, you don't want to win.
All right, let's quit playing around the bullshit, pussyfooting around. Drea announced that she's pregnant by Jalen Green for the Houston Rockets. It's been a lot of controversy around this,
as it should.
It's been it's the speculation been there for almost what, 3 or 4 months now? When she was last seen with the overalls or whatever.
I don't know why getting pregnant is the point that makes people mad. They been fucking.
And no, I think them hanging in and kicking it is cool. You know, she older, he younger. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Y'all know what happened when you have sex, right?
Yeah, but don't. But I think everybody tripping like, don't have a kid with him though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's cool to kick. They were saying her son is his. Yeah, age.
That's creepy on her part.
And so they were saying like, so what? Like, was she messing with some of her son's friends when they was coming over to the house?
Shit, probably.
If I was her son's friend, I wish.
Hey, man, as long as everybody of age, she caught her a sucker.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
He's green,
you, right? You going exactly where I was going.
Yeah, he's the stupid one.
That's what happened.
Nigga make all that money and I ain't going to say his career over or whatever, but, you know, he was a sucker. Yeah. He fell for it.
I mean, ain't like she broke.
Well, you don't know that.
I mean, she got a little money. She ain't I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't really see a problem with it. I don't see why everybody.
Man, the reason why he's getting so much attention is because they do the shit with males. They're messing with younger women.
But which males have the kids?
With younger women? They're going to say a lot of them.
Because Shaq is, allegedly Shaq is hitting everything out of here that he wanted to get his hands on. So, you know what I'm saying? Young, old, whatever.
He damn so
Shaq shooting his shot at everything
shooting.
Out here.
He damn so shooting.
Well, they say Drake messing with a lot of 21?
Yeah, she's what, 21?
Yeah. But he's in his 30s, though.
He's 37.
Yeah, he already.
So what's that, 16? Is that a problem?
I mean, for the
did he mess with Lori Harvey?
For society, I believe it is.
How old was Lori at that time?
Shit,
man. Now, that
I know Diddy might be older than me.
I'm gonna get in trouble for this one, but that one was that you can't mess with the son and the day. Now you doing too much, bitch.
But yeah. But I'm just saying though.
Well, you know, we get a lot of flack for Lori. Well, we talk about her on the past anyway.
That's a huge
about it, Benny. Yeah, come on now, the son and the son and the daddy. That's you doing too much.
Who else had a big ass age gap? Who else had a big ass age gap? Men and women. All these niggas that was picking up these girls in high school, shit.
I believe they said Bernice, and then at one point she was messing with Quavo.
She was messing with Jalen Brown.
Jalen Brown, yeah. So
Bernice was knocking down Quavo?
At one point.
Bernice was knocking
she was
down
picking
Quavo.
Him up from school.
Bernice was knocking down
She was picking him up from school?
Pretty much.
Who, Quavo?
Bernice was picking up Quavo?
Babysitting that nigga.
That's a hell of a babysitter to have.
Now, when you think about it, like, it's really a lot of these old women on these young boys.
Yes, it is.
Larissa Pippen.
Yep.
Who else?
She out here just flat out embarrassing her children, bro.
Yeah,
just
that's crazy.
That's more so what
her
it is.
Children, bro.
For your son to be walking around with his peers and they know they can
tap. Yes, bro. She is embarrassing.
To me, that's what,
you saw this boy grow up.
I say that.
But I mean, just, for me, it's cool to do all of that stuff, but it don't have to make it to the internet. You don't have to tell the internet that you having sex 5 times a day. Bro, like that.
No,
bro.
She said 5 times a night.
At night.
She said at night, nigga.
Well, that's 5 times a day. So, I mean, yeah.
Bro, that's crazy, bro. Like, the internet ain't got to know that, bro. The internet don't have to know that. You got sons out here, bro. Like, that's, you know, like, they got to live every day with, like.
They don't care.
Everything
see,
you say.
I be thinking shit like that is a money grab just for, like,
the interview.
Media presence and shit.
Just
like,
to give you good content.
How y'all all happy and all of a sudden, oh, this shit over with. You just woke up one morning like, bitch, fuck you. I'm out.
Well, you know, Jordan was fighting.
Well, Jordan said that from jump. I mean, Jordan had a problem with it from jump.
He don't like none of them Pippins.
But nah.
Hey. But my thing is, like, how do you wake up all of a sudden one day, like, nah, you know what? It ain't working out. We done.
But they back together, though.
They back together.
They back together.
They on drugs. They all doing cocaine.
See, I didn't know that.
They back together.
They all doing cocaine. I didn't know that. I thought they called it off.
No, they did, but they back together.
They got right back together.
That shit happened within a month.
Yeah.
They got a couple weeks. Yeah, about a couple weeks.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they doing cocaine.
Yeah, they back together.
They all doing cocaine.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
They all doing cocaine. I ain't know that one.
I didn't either.
Yeah, they back together.
Because I'm like, how do you wake up and say the shit is off?
They said it was too much. She said it was too much. The families just.
She said it was too much?
That's, she said it was too much from the families. Like, the families were just, like, making it real hard. You know, she really.
I'm more than sure.
This shit is weird.
Mike.
How you going to bring this nigga Jordan's son, who I saw grow up, and, you know, y'all together? Like, that shit is weird. That shit's weird.
I just feel like it's one of those things where, like I told y'all, just the internet. The internet is just a hell of a drug, bro. Nah, like the social media.
That's more than
because
internet.
I feel like,
see, that's what I'm saying. I think they just be getting paid off that shit, man.
Yeah, bro. Like, it's a hell of a because I just a lot of this stuff don't even have to be on the internet
shit. At
it
all.
It don't have to be on internet at
she's
all.
She's
an
industry plant, B Rock.
Who?
Pippin, Laura Pippin,
Larissa.
Issy. You think so?
What's her name?
Larissa
Pippin. She's an industry plant.
She might be.
They put this bitch in here just to stir up social media for a couple of weeks.
Huh.
But the Dre stuff, though, Benny, I mean, you know, he's of age.
He's of age.
Hey, maybe he really love her.
Stupid.
He might.
Stupid.
Maybe it's real love.
All these young girls out here.
All of them.
You in Houston,
and she had an interview where she said like she didn't feel like their relationship would last.
Yep.
And all the other yep.
And she was saying that she didn't want kids or this
yeah,
and that.
All of
nah,
this
she said one more.
She did say one more. My bad. My bad. She did.
She was talking about how like she a free spirit, so you know we ain't got to be together for me to have your baby.
But I will say it's a lot more.
It's cold word. Listen to that cold word.
It's a lot more women mad about that than men for sure.
Oh yeah,
it's a lot of
because
women
men,
upset about
men,
that.
Because men date younger women all the time. So what leg do we got to stand on by saying, man, shit? You know, when you was young, look, when I was younger, I was searching for the older ones.
Yeah,
I wasn't checking for the ones my age. Then when you get older, the men start to chase younger women. You don't want the women your age. I don't know, so it just flips on you.
Yeah, I mean. Hey man,
that's an interesting topic though, man.
Would you have
a child with an older one?
You asking a man that?
Yeah.
With an older woman?
Yeah.
Y'all had a kid with an older lady?
Yeah, I would.
How old?
I would have.
How old is Green?
Like Patti LaBelle?
I mean, how old is like,
Nah, that's too old.
Jalen Green is 22.
He's 22, and Dre is
she like 30 something?
39, I think.
39? Damn, 39. She look good for 39.
I think she's 39. I don't think she's 40.
That's
yet.
A crazy 39.
She is 39.
She is, yeah.
That's
she is
she's
39. 40.
I don't think she's
so what's that?
That's
how
a crazy
that?
39 year old.
He said he's 17 20, year old.
22.
17 year difference.
17 years.
Not that big of age.
So y'all would do
nah,
that?
Not that big of an age gap. She gonna be grandma. She gonna be grandma soon.
She Gigi already. She got a what a 20-something-year-old,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I think he's 21, 22. He's
21, 22.
But I'm like,
is that Orlando Scandrick's son?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, she got a baby with Orlando Scandrick.
Yeah, but that's not the boy, though.
Oh, yeah, no. I don't think the older.
From the Cowboys?
Yeah. She got a baby with him, too.
No way.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know that?
No way.
Yeah. They was almost married and everything.
Yeah. They was together for a while.
They was together for a while.
Oh, see, she, that's what I'm saying. She got some nice child support coming through. She ain't her. Now, I can see if it was just a regular Joe off the street.
The oldest kid is the one that when he was younger, I think she left him. She left him
at
I don't know who.
Yeah, because she didn't always raise him.
Yeah, she left him at the house and she went to go turn up or something. See, she caught a lot of hell about that.
She was like, man, it's crazy. You saw what that shit Christian Wood was going through with his baby mama?
Yeah.
How she jumped
dude
over
from
the
Lakers?
Huh? Yeah.
The dude from the Lakers?
Yeah, that's why he ain't playing. That's why he can't get.
What happened?
You know, his baby mama, that girl, she an Instagram model, Yasmin Lopez.
The one that Melo supposedly.
Yeah.
What happened to him, though?
So she jumped over his gate at his house.
Well, before he went to. She left this kid with the other chick that's on social media. How my name is Teal. I think that's her name.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she left the kid with him, with her. And I don't know how Christian Wood found out that the kid was with her, but he popped up at her house.
Trying to get his son.
Trying to get her son. And so, you know, she made the
girl was in jail, though, because she had vandalized his car. That happened first.
So that happened first?
Yeah, she jumped over his gate and she keyed up to his Benz hood.
Oh, I didn't know that happened first. Oh, I didn't know that happened first. So I thought that happened after.
She was in jail. She was because he called the police on her.
Oh, I didn't know she was in jail.
Yeah,
for that.
she had got locked up behind that. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And then he went to old girl house trying to get his son from her.
Oh, that definitely changes.
And then what happened? But why he can't play?
Well, I mean, you know, mine ain't on basketball.
That's mental health.
Mine ain't on basketball.
Oh, he had a little fight that night. He just had to pull up and get
Mine ain't on basketball. You know what I'm saying?
Got that boy stressing.
Yeah.
She look older.
So I was doing some research to try to see, but I ain't finna do all that.
Hey, y'all hear Gil's take on, you know, how to bring like basketball back some defense?
Nah, what'd he say?
What'd he say?
Say y'all gotta kick out all the Europeans. They made the game soft.
Oh, nah, he going too goddamn far now.
He said they made the game soft for the Europeans to play over here.
When he breaks down, no, none of them play takes, defense.
Look at you! See that shit Luka did last night. That was pathetic.
He don't play no defense.
That was pathetic.
Yeah, none.
Last night,
I can see. I can see that being.
And look who running the league right now.
I can see that. Yo, I can see that.
All the Europeans running the league right now.
I can see that.
We ain't had it. Kick them out, huh?
We ain't had an American MVP since what? Who's the last one?
I'm looking it up.
Probably KD.
How long ago was that?
No, it had to been, shit. KD?
This has been Giannis and Jokic.
Giannis, Embiid.
Yep. All foreign.
It might have been KD.
So the European league is
all right, so
American?
Embiid.
Embiid ain't American. From Cameroon.
He foreign.
Now he has
so
his American citizenship.
So
because he's going to play on the USA team for the Olympics.
Ooh, James Harden.
James won after
what year
KD
was that?
He did.
2017, 2018.
That's crazy.
And he was with Houston.
Hey, that's our fault, though.
That's crazy.
So after that, you got Giannis.
What's going on then?
Giannis, Jokic, and then Embiid.
I feel like it's really a compliment to us as well, too. When I say us Americans, the USA basketball players, because we setting the tone. The foreigners are watching us play basketball. And they're really learning from us, but they're just taking it to another level. I think we're setting the tone for them, and they watching us, and they want to be us. And they, like I said, they're just taking it to a different level. So they're starting training early, elite training early. You know what I'm saying? 13, 14 years old, and they're playing basketball early. You know what I'm saying? So.
Damn, I'm looking at the MVP list.
Aren't we doing that over here too, though? It's just not pro basketball.
But I feel like that them being able to play pro basketball, we are doing that. But them being able to play pro basketball at 15 years old against grown men.
The first foreigner was Hakeem.
To win MVP?
And there was only a handful of them back then when Hakeem was in.
Only one was Hakeem, and that was 93, 94.
You might have could count on two hands.
But I'm saying, are they pros better than our college over here?
Well, yes, because remember they used to use the college players in the Olympics, and they was beating them, and so that's when the NBA players started playing. Right, because the pros didn't used to play, so they used to send over the amateurs, which were the college players, and they was beating them. Mm-hmm. So yes, they are better than our college players.
So the NBA is at a place right now where
college play defense, they don't score.
It's very, very, it's just not good basketball. Right now, it is horrible basketball.
Has it turned
to
AAU?
Yeah. Seemed like
glorified AAU. A form of it.
And I blame the commission, too. Because
he wants
to be like this.
Yep.
But he also,
it's not translated.
But he also went off feedback, too. The people wanted to see this.
I think commission this year, I think he was just trying shit.
Well, I think he's not liking the non-defense that's going on.
I don't think he is.
The All-Star, he definitely didn't like that.
That was trash.
He didn't like that.
That was terrible. But for it to be so many people hitting these 70s and 60s and 80s, that used to be rare air.
Yep.
That was reserved for rare air type shit. Now everybody can bust a 70 ball on you.
But he just made a comment or something recently about
defense. I don't think
LeBron
never did 70. I think he did like 62.
Yeah. Bron ain't never
and then Kobe, and then Kobe did, you know, Kobe did his 81.
But
and then
Kobe 81, Kobe's 81 is worth more than all these dudes hit 70s and all that stuff. Kobe 81 is because the NBA, because the NBA was still NBA. You know what I'm saying? Like it wasn't wide open league. Games wasn't like 130, 100, and 120, 130.
It's so much space on their court. It's so much space. That's why it's so much space on the NBA court, dog. Like,
well, see,
and does that mean because everybody can shoot, right? Is that why? Because everybody can shoot. Hell,
he just and I'm just reading a quote from Adam Silver right now. He says, "This is after the All-Star weekend." He said, "I disagree with people who feel that the teams aren't playing defense this year. The defense intensity is there. defensive players are asked to cover much more larger areas on the court than they had to in the past.
Yeah, man, it's hard to play zone in the NBA, man. Everybody's elite at that level, so you can't play zone. So you
all got these niggas ain't shooting.
It's hard to play zone, bro. But then I argue with somebody about this over dinner. Jordan started this. They say an old school dude arguing with, well, I was sitting at the table, I was watching two older gentlemen argue back and forth. And one of them, I was like, yeah, you know what? You kind of making sense. Maybe Jordan did kind of start
He opened
all
the game
this.
Up.
He kind of opened this up a little bit. Maybe he was complaining about the rules.
And they wanted to see Jordan do his thing.
And they wanted to see him do his thing. So they was like, you know what? You know, he had David Stern. He had him like, he had him. So David Stern was like, you know what, Jordan? You right. We go change this up a little bit. We gonna make it harder for them to be able to play defense on you like that. So
take away hand checking.
All of that stuff. Yeah.
Sticking,
they got so many illegal defenses you can't do. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit whack.
Sticking with sports, y'all see Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul?
Yeah, I kind of fuck with it because I really hope Tyson can beat his ass.
That's what I was saying. I hope Tyson don't let him pay him off so he can get him knocked out.
My thing is, you know, y'all know what my biggest thing is, I know you can punch. But can you take a punch at this hefty age of 53? Can you take one? Yeah.
I know you can punch. Is he coming with that kind of power, though? I mean, I know you can punch. He might not need that kind of power against an old nigga.
He might not need that kind of... Tyson 53.
Yeah,
now, Mike Tyson still Mike Tyson. I know he can still punch.
Yeah,
but can he take a punch? So,
can you take a Mike Tyson? Can he take a Mike Tyson punch?
But it's a 53-year-old Mike Tyson punch.
It's still coming. That motherfucker still.
You would take a 53-year-old Mike Tyson punch.
We had to talk about this. I tell you what, I'd rather let him punch me than get in that cage with that gorilla. That's the damn show.
Nah, you. That's the same thing.
I don't know.
That's the same thing.
Not 53-year-old Mike Tyson.
I think I fuck with that Tyson punch and fuck with that gorilla.
Either way, I'm Tyson punch.
You're gonna die.
Either one.
Yeah, say your prayers first, nigga.
Just hit me in my shoulder. Motherfucking
soul leaving your body immediately, nigga.
Just hit me in my shoulder. Because he.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson is 53. Mike is 53. Mike can still punch.
Mike in the gym the other day.
Yeah, he can still punch.
He was backing that nigga up even with gloves and mitts on.
He can still punch, bro. But can he take one though? Can you take a good clean one though?
I got a feeling if he hit Jake Paul hard enough, he ain't gonna have to take too many punches. Jake Paul gonna put them running shoes on.
That's true.
See, I think if Mike, you know, this, like I say, this shit all just about the money, man.
You think he taking the money,
Mike? Got a little tax problem right now.
I think
so.
Mike,
do we really?
Nah, I'm just saying. I'm talking shit.
I think Mike got too much pride, but you got to go down, Mike. I think Mike got too much pride though for that.
When it comes to that Jake, when it comes to them goddamn Pauls, I don't trust him.
I don't either.
You think?
I don't either.
Man, if the bag is right, yeah, I lay it down.
Oh, this bag finna be right.
It's right.
Bag is right.
And because it's gonna be on Netflix too,
you gotta go down.
$30 million. He probably gave him $30 million.
I'm looking it up now. What the contract entails?
$30 million.
You gotta go down.
I will say them Pauls pay. They pay good.
Yeah.
They pay good. They don't mind paying. They don't mind paying.
And what I'm saying to me, you know, it's just when it comes to them, this is TV.
Yeah, you're right. God damn, I hope Mike. How you get Mike? My thing is, why he want to fight all these old people? You know who been calling him out? Le'Veon Bell.
I don't want to
see him fight no nigga like he better than Le'Veon.
Le'Veon been calling him out on Twitter.
Le'Veon is calling out. Le'Veon, he bored.
Le'Veon, you going to get your ass done like Nate Robinson. You better
chill. He talking about he want to. Didn't he already get dropped? Or he dropped somebody?
He dropped somebody.
He fought Frank Gore, didn't he?
No, who fought AP? Frank Gore?
Frank Gore, I thought.
Who knocked out
somebody?
AP? I think it was Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon?
I think Le'Veon might have knocked out Adrian Peterson.
He had a fight before.
Yeah, no, he's had a couple. Le'Veon Bell have. I don't think Le'Veon Bell lost.
Okay, so I'm reading some claims and some things that's being said about it, but it says according to Dallas Radio, I know for a fact that they are using 18-ounce gloves and head guards, if I'm not mistaken.
What?
And head guards?
I think so. So, and that's exactly what it says. So, we're watching a sparring match.
That shit whack.
They might well spar.
It's a fucking joke. You think I'm paying to watch that?
Oh yeah, you gonna pay to watch
it's
that?
It's on Netflix, so I ain't paying for it. I got somebody else.
They not doing no extra. And Netflix is, and I just seen this. Netflix is not doing like no extra purchase within the purchase or
so
nothing
as long
like
as you
that.
Got Netflix,
as long as you got Netflix, you're good.
I ain't because I ain't paying
Netflix
no. I ain't paying
have live or something on. I don't get on Netflix.
They have the ability to do it.
They just streamed the SAG Awards live, and that was the first live experience.
She hooping.
But yeah, okay, so that changes a lot of it.
They gonna have headgear on.
Yeah,
I wonder who idea that was though. I wonder if
Jake Paul.
You think Jake it was
Paul. It probably was
he
him.
Sit up and come with shit like this all the time, man.
You saying what you saying, T. Rob? But Jake Paul ain't no fool. Mike Tyson coming with that thunder.
Yeah, well, I mean,
welcome to
I put some motherfucking headgear on. Too.
I mean, after that man sat on TV and cried and say how he missed fighting and what fighting did for him. Like,
since white
like,
smoke
like,
weed.
Like he,
yep.
You know, Mike,
he be wanting to kill people when he be in the ring. Like,
Mike
he
is
crying about
Mike
that.
The type of nigga to sign that contract and still go knock him out.
And go roll. Because
he wasn't,
because
you know what?
Disrespecting the game.
He wasn't supposed to like really go at Roy Jones. And
Roy
he almost
Jones.
Knocked Roy out. And
yeah.
He said, I felt so bad because I wasn't supposed to knock
yeah.
him out.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you put me
yeah.
in my element.
Yeah, that changes things.
Yeah, you put me back in the wild and tell me.
Y'all just said it. That's like getting back in the cage with a gorilla, nigga. Yeah, you don't know what the fuck you expect.
Mike Tyson had to punch me in my shoulder.
Mike Tyson is a reformed killer.
Yeah, he really
Mike
is.
He reformed.
Mike different.
Any nigga that say, I want to eat your heart, nigga.
Nigga, I eat your kids. Nigga, I eat your kids.
I always tell a nigga. The streets of Brooklyn should be thankful Mike Tyson went into boxing because he was going to be a menace on them streets.
Oh, shit.
Man, I'm telling you.
And he was running with the ones.
Man, say.
But you, y'all remember that movie Undisputed with Wesley Snipes and Vin Reigns?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
You know they say that was low-key about Mike, right?
It was supposed to be.
That Mike got into a fight fought in prison and lost.
Yep.
And they never really
talked about it.
A dude in prison knocked him out. They even said the dude's name, too, who it's supposed to be. The dude that did it.
I don't think they ever wanted... I think he talked about it on Hot Boxing before.
Did he?
I think so. It's an episode I don't know the episode, but I think it's an episode on Hot Boxing. He talked about it.
Did he actually fight him?
They said he did fight him, but
they didn't say what happened.
They didn't say what happened.
I tell you what, whoever that was, he didn't have to worry about nothing else in jail.
Oh no!
Nothing.
You got Mike under your belt.
Mm-hmm.
That's
nothing.
Iron Mike.
Undisputed, nigga. You undisputed around
you
this bitch.
Still better watch Mike in your sleep, though, nigga. I still.
Oh yeah,
Mike different, bro. Mike biting fools is
Mike
off.
Scares
he throwing
me,
punches
man.
At
you. Nigga want to eat your children, nigga. Word to Allah.
Word to Allah.
I just hope it's just.
I hope it's just really a boxing event. I don't hope it ain't no.
But they talking about headgear and all
that.
That
headgear
okay.
whack.
That kind of changed things.
That definitely changed.
That might be the Paul.
It's
that.
A money grab.
Man, that still might hit you in the body. Make your ass fold.
And they wear 18-ounce gloves, too?
Yeah, that's whack.
So them like pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's the normal heavyweight?
8 to 12.
And they going 18.
They doing it. On here, say 18.
That's what they doing sparring. They wear
18-ounce
gloves and headgear.
Yep.
So it's really sparring.
They ain't trying to get hurt. Somebody
he
ain't trying to get hurt.
You know who it is. Come on now.
Somebody ain't trying to get hurt.
Him and Roy didn't use no headgear.
But their gloves was, it was a different size gloves.
What was they
well,
using?
Roy
though?
Was in the way.
I believe they were using, was it 10 or 12 ounce?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the normal standard gloves.
It was a money grab for Roy, but Mike was serious about this. Mike was serious about that.
He said anytime he get in that ring.
And then, I guess it is like dropping an animal back in his natural habitat.
You get back. Every time he get back in that ring, nigga, you can't.
You can't tell a lie.
Can't control him. Can't control him.
Who y'all got?
I got Mike.
I got Mike too, shit.
I ain't never going to bet against Mike.
I got Mike.
I ain't
taking no chances.
I ain't going to never bet against Mike.
That's a bad pass.
Only person that can really talk.
Same
Buster
team.
Douglas too. Buster Douglas.
Buster Douglas. Evander.
Cause Buster
and
got
Lennox
knocked down by. Oh yeah, Lennox was really
Lennox.
Good,
those are the only three people that really.
Buster got knocked down and got back up and knocked him out.
Let's go ahead and get into since we on sports. How y'all feel about the Russell Wilson?
What?
How y'all feel about Denver eating that cap? That $85 million.
I don't give a damn what they got going on in the mountains.
Dead space.
I don't give a damn what they got going on.
Where y'all see Russell going though now?
He going to Pittsburgh.
Steelers.
They announced it already? Oh, that's what
nah,
that's
it ain't announced, but it's pretty much signed and delivered.
Hey man, it's looking all right. You
know, and it's crazy because he's going there with $85 million and can play backup. Don't give a fuck. Nothing.
Play backup.
He ain't playing no backup.
He ain't playing no backup.
I read something where they still going. They still trusting Kenny.
Hey man, look here, man. I will caption the Steelers every day, every single day, baby. Every day.
Z T Rob be on the Steelers ass, boy.
Bro, the Steelers will have to block me, bro. For
that
real,
nigga
bro.
Be on their ass nah, every nah, day,
y'all,
bro.
Y'all think I'm playing, bro. I will add the Steelers every single day, bro.
So
we
you say you don't want him?
I don't want Kenny Pickett.
But do you want Russ?
He better than Kenny? That's all we can get?
You see, he ain't saying yes or no.
That boy Kirk Cousins
we'll take,
going to the Falcons.
We'll take Justin Fields.
They said the market code.
He need to make up his mind what he want to do.
You know, at this point, the motherfucker want to act like a diva. Go on, you get
on. Oh, now you don't want him now.
Yeah,
now
I want to
be. Oh, no.
What we talking about earlier? Got your daddy out on the side.
No, I ain't trying to hear that.
You don't get at home when you want your daddy. And daddy. You daddy on this Kawhi shit. So you know what I'm saying? You want to act like a prima donna, then get on. We don't want you.
No. You can't do Justin Fields like that, cat dog.
You know, I was riding with him. But you know, we ain't got time for these games.
Hey,
man.
I ain't gonna lie, we'll take Kurt.
No, this is Lizzie wrong.
We'll take Kurt. I ain't gonna lie.
He still ain't committed to Russell, though.
Is Kurt still out there?
Yeah, no, Kurt, he making a decision tonight. He said about today.
Yeah. But who was his options, though?
It said Atlanta.
Atlanta, who else?
It was
though?
Only
who
three or four teams.
I ain't seen nothing about.
I don't think he
Steelers.
Said nothing about the Steelers, though.
He ain't said nothing about the Steelers.
Yeah,
I ain't seen it.
Shit.
Well, he coming off
Achilles
anyway.
He
might
not good for y'all.
He ain't going to be the same anyway. Yeah, that's all right. We don't want him. He damaged goods. We don't want
so
him.
So it says Kirk Cousins. Yeah, basically, it's saying Atlanta. Atlanta seems like the landing spot for Kirk Cousins.
I said that earlier, though, in the talks. Atlanta then came out and said that's who they want.
I'm glad my Patriots got rid of Mac Jones' ass, man. I'm glad we got rid of that nigga.
Well, who y'all going to get?
We got to play quarterback.
They finna draft Drake May.
We finna get a QB.
Who?
Probably like Drake May.
I like Drake May.
I can see us getting Drake.
Why they hating on Drake so much, though?
He ain't no game changer.
I don't think he's a game changer.
He's the same nigga they just getting rid of.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
I was just going to say that.
It's hard for me to count him out, though, bro. Because it's in his genes, bro. Ooh. He got seven brothers, five, six brothers. One of them played at North Carolina, won a national championship of basketball. The other one is a national championship pitcher. Something like that in North Carolina, something like that.
But I also think it's because of where he come from,
you
too.
Ain't said nothing about a football player.
But what I'm saying is, like, when you competing against your brothers and your brothers they did great things in sports and all the other stuff.
Oh, you saying
like,
they bring out the best in
he
you?
He got a dog. He has to have
a
dog.
We all good at tennis.
Though,
I don't even go that down. That goddamn football field. We all good at tennis.
But Drake May nice, though. He played good in college.
Right. We'll see.
They said we might get Penix, too, baby. I wasn't gonna say that out loud. They said,
"Yeah, you better not, boy. Penix is not. He don't look good to me."
Well, I mean, he's better than Kenny right now. Do you know that Russell Wilson had more touchdowns in the first three games of the season than Kenny did the whole season?
Who did?
Russell Wilson.
Russell was on fire like the first five, six games, bro. And
they was losing.
Yeah, they were still losing, but. I don't know what that nigga just hit a wall or something, and then all of a sudden
You said what?
In the first three games of the season,
he had more passing touchdowns than Kenny Pickett all season.
That's what they say.
Yeah, get his ass body.
Yeah, we got to. Hell, I can go play quarterback for the Steelers if Kenny go play.
I don't know what number. Can't be no more than 10,
bro. But I'm like, bro, I tried to give Kenny because Kenny did show. He did win games at the end for us. He did that a couple times for us. But it was just too – y'all know I tried to give Kenny the benefit of the doubt too, bro. I tried to give Kenny the benefit of the doubt. But it was just too many games where he was just missing wide open people, bro. And he was – He get my boy all flustered and all that. I don't like that, man. We want to keep Pickens. You trying to get Pickens off?
I think y'all get rid of Deontay.
He gonna want some money though. I hope we get something good for him. Oh, you know who they said we gonna get in the draft if we get rid of Deontay? They said we gonna get old boy that played with Penix, the wide receiver.
Oh yeah, he nice.
They said he's supposed to be like the top two wide receivers in the country behind Marvin Harrison Jr.
Well, okay,
it's Marvin Harrison and everybody else.
Yeah. Y'all, I don't know. What your team be wrong with y'all? What you thinking? I see Brock Sturdy just got married.
Yeah. another ring?
Goddamn what it. Comes after marriage to you, Rob? What you saying to you, Rob? What comes after marriage?
Catch out of stars of
shit. Nah, I like I ain't threw that in there. I like I B-Rod cleaned it up, though. Another ring?
Yeah.
Nah, all right.
What comes after marriage? Baby, probably.
Yeah, just go ahead and blurp that one out, baby.
That's
I know that's gonna be a fight Tuesday night. That's gonna be a fight like a motherfucker on the way to practice. That's gonna be a fight.
Another
ring.
Let's see basketball. How y'all feeling about the Lakers? What y'all feeling?
It's over.
Gonna make cooked. A run. Now I'm gonna make a little run at the end season tournament.
I was watching them niggas beat the Bucks, and I was just like, "These niggas, man, ain't shit, dog. Like they really one of them teams that could beat anybody and lose to anybody."
D'Angelo Russell, if he play how he play, if he
talking big but shit now, bro.
But
he getting a little. I was just finna say
but
that he getting cocky.
But it's confidence.
I do like that.
He need to have that balling. Confidence, and he hooping.
He balling. I can't be if they could just get their whole team intact. Gabe Vincent ain't played all season.
That was a bad pickup.
Vando been hurt all season.
Mm-hmm.
So they really ain't been but able everybody, to put but everything
they
together.
To be, they supposed to be coming back though, B-Rob. They supposed to be coming back.
Well, I mean, shit, they need back. To. They need to go on a little run because I know Curry finna be out for a couple of games because his sprained his ankle.
Yeah,
and they got a lot of home games right now, so they need to take advantage.
Book out for Phoenix.
And to be honest, like that 7-8 spot is like a real nice spot to be in because. They could beat the top two teams in the West. They could beat OKC in a 7-game series.
I don't know. They could beat Denver.
Denver ain't number two. Denver number three right now.
Or the Clippers?
Nah, it's
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
I don't know. I don't
they
know.
They could beat Minnesota in a 7-game series.
I don't know.
Series.
I think Minnesota figured it out, man.
Nah, they too young.
I want to say that about
them. Ant too young.
But you see what Ant doing, though?
But he too young, and he's the one.
That nigga like motherfucking Superman,
Ant,
nigga.
Hey, bro, he just had 44 the other night in the game-winning block.
He shot over 30, 40 shots.
He's shooting that mug.
What's your...
Are you going? I had him over.
So Kobe. So it's the Kobe effect. So are you going to shoot or are you going to pass to Smush Parker?
What? No, who's Smush Parker
go,
on that team though?
Is he going to shoot or
Mike Conley?
Or is he going to pass to Rudy Gobert?
I prefer Mike.
I just posted a video of Rudy Gobert airballing a dunk. Have y'all ever seen that in
history?
Yeah,
he's not. Yeah, he. We ain't even speak on him.
So Rudy was hooping.
No, I ain't gonna let you do that, Cat.
All his goddamn fan, his prize picks numbers is going over. So I'm riding.
Yeah, he been going over on prize picks.
He's a walking.
I still ain't riding with him.
Walking lick.
Still ain't riding with it. They had him a 13-5 the other night too. I said, hell no. Nah. Nah, bro.
But that's why I'm saying that the Lakers could beat them.
Maybe the Lakers can beat Minnesota. I don't the Lakers.
They could definitely beat OKC in a 7-game series.
I can see the Lakers beating OKC. I just don't like that.
Deal.
I don't like that matchup against Denver.
They didn't dominate them all season long.
Who, Benny?
Denver.
They ain't beating Denver. AD can't. AD has showed that he can't do nothing with Joker. He showed that. So they ain't beating them for sure.
There's nothing he can do with
Joker. Yeah, there's nothing he can do with him.
Bro, he had 4 points in the second half that last time they played.
Yeah, but it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. That's what I'm saying. I just can't
even
put too much.
He's playing good defense on Joker.
I don't understand why they don't. I don't understand why they don't try to get Jokic on him more while he had that little elbow giving him some room to work and try to get more fouls on Jokic.
That's but that's AD. That I think that's AD though. AD gotta want that.
You know what I'm saying? Like he gotta invite that matchup on the other end.
I don't think he inviting it. I don't,
he can't. Ain't like he gonna stop you, AD. You going right by this dude.
That's why that I can't say that the Lakers can't make a run because it's AD, bro. It's AD, bro.
I went on a little rant.
He like the Cowboys. He show you glimpses of what it could be like. This is what it could be like, y'all. But then he too often he shows you, but this is what it's really like, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just too often, bro. Like, no. Nah. If AD was more consistent, if AD was 30 and 12, like I tell y'all, that's what he need to be averaging, bro. Between 30, 12, and 15. Lakers, I feel like Lakers could beat anybody. But it's for me, it's AD. Bron's still doing too much, bro. Year 20, Bron's still doing too much.
What is year 21, ain't it?
Damn, is it 21?
It's year 21 for Bron, right?
Shit, he's still doing too much. He doing too much, bro.
Yeah, for him to still be having to do all this, yeah, year
it's still
is
too
crazy.
Much, bro. It's still
it should be 80 team.
Yes, yes, bro. And I'm cool with Bron averaging between 18 to 22 points. I'm cool. I'll be cool with that. But nah, bro. AD, bro. AD. I think any Laker fan would say that with AD. What about your team, baby? Who your team?
Heat, baby. We still slowly getting back to our groove. We're going to be all right.
Mike, back to what groove?
Mike's son going to get up out of there.
Y'all ain't had a groove since Bron left.
We be all right.
All right, ain't enough.
We be all right.
All right,
we didn't win further than the Lakers.
Oh, easy, boy.
They ain't win shit.
Easy, boy. Yeah.
y'all just had a couple more weeks of practice. That's it.
It's a 21.
What?
For Bron. Years in the NBA.
God damn. What y'all think about they started saving a boy on PEDs, bro? What y'all think about that, man?
You didn't see what I posted, right?
I see what you said, bro. You know?
Yeah, they already said he ain't got... They got to prove it, dog. That nigga just be
happy. Yeah, that was like from 2017, too.
When they started doing that shit with A-Rod now, yeah.
But that is how it started with... And I'm just playing devil's advocate, but that is how it started with A-Rod. No, I'm just saying. That's how it started with A-Rod and them. Little...
I hope it ain't.
That shit started coming back up.
But that shit don't help him make jumpers.
It help him stay healthy.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. It help you, you know, recover from injuries faster maybe, but it don't help you shoot jumpers.
Well, you know they said, so you know they've been breaking this up. I love X. So they've been breaking this up about Bron. It's been the topic of conversation on Bron. They brought up Mike and them yellow eyes he got.
Yeah.
And they saying that that's side effects of steroids.
That's fucking.
I thought the nigga had jaundice.
That's what I. That nigga smoked too many damn cigars. No,
he drinking a lot.
Well, Bron got yellow eyes.
No, nah. You know Mike got the. You know Mike got. He got yellow eyes.
He got liver issue or some shit because he drink too much.
But they say that's typically a side effect of somebody who use anabolic steroids. So they been breaking that up. Don't shoot the messenger. That's what everybody, that's been the debate on X right now when it comes to this LeBron stuff. They call them Bron sexuals. So the Bron sexuals start, when they piss them off, Bron sexuals get real personal with people on X. So they start bringing up all kind of dirt. So, yeah.
On the TV, what's been new out? Because we know BMF is out. Second episode now. I haven't seen the second yet.
Yeah, I haven't watched the second one
Niggas
either.
Can't act.
What day does it drop?
Fridays.
Well, you get like Thursday night.
Yeah.
When is my boy coming back on TV?
Tariq?
Yeah, dog.
Day after.
Now that's his boy. Yeah. Now you're a big Tariq fan.
Y'all know I went on a whole protest.
But it come on after this, after BMF.
They should come on like in the winter.
Yeah, it's coming on. It should be coming on next.
So he after BMF?
After BMF.
I'll be locked in.
They should be. Because they've been recorded season, whatever this is for them. That shit, they already recorded season 5, I believe.
Damn.
So, yeah, they already recorded the new season.
Well, come on with it then.
I feel like I got to stop watching shows, dog, because I get invested and then they end these bitches and it sucks and I get pissed. Man, because, you know, this show, Hightown. I fucks with it on Stars.
Hightown been good though.
I've been watching for a minute, but this was the last season.
Yeah, this is the last season.
And the season finale was trash.
That's just like, that show you that they care. They don't care no more.
It left me with so many questions, dog. Like, what the fuck? Like, man, I couldn't believe they did that to me.
Hightown is good.
Man, it's a real good ass show. I rock with that. Oh, and then True Detective. That was so cold.
I didn't like the last episode.
What?
That last episode was trash.
Man, you crazy.
Maybe because of the expectations of me living up, but I didn't like the last episode. It was not what I was hoping for.
Yeah, I liked it, man. I liked it.
I didn't like it. Yeah.
I was rocking with it.
When do y'all be having time to watch all of this?
That's what
shit
I be saying. Like, bro, God damn,
man. I be on the go so much at the practices and stuff, but then when I get home, True got the TV in the headlock. Either True got the TV in the headlock or Tamir got some they want to watch on YouTube or something, bro.
So the way my house is, right, we knew we was going to be in the gym a lot with Ramaya, so we instantly bought an iPad with service on it. So that's been kind of like Cash's thing. Then one day they was at my mama's house and Ramaya and Cash, they was fighting over the iPad. So my mom was like, you know, forget that. I don't want them fighting over the iPad. She bought them another one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been Ramaya's.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was just like, man, shit. You know, I saw one of the parents at the game had that iPad Pro. And I was
you
like,
got
oh,
that
I
big
got
one. I seen that. I seen you had that in Mexico.
I said, I got to have that. I said, I got to have
I seen
it.
You had, I seen you with that.
Yeah, I said, I got to have it. So I bought that. But then they don't watch TV. So TV always is open.
For real?
It's always open.
I forgot Raquel said she don't
watch
TV.
TV either.
She don't watch TV.
Man, Raquel watch some shit on her phone in the bed or something. Because we don't have no TV in our bedroom.
Damn.
So the TV
always open.
I got a TV upstairs, always open. TV downstairs, always open.
For real?
Yeah, always.
Damn.
Or somebody gonna whip out their phone and watch it on their phone.
Yeah, my house the same way. I got the TV in the living room. I don't touch the TV in the room. Like, I just don't even, I don't know. I can't even tell you last time I touched that remote.
Cat got a central spot in the crib. He posted up in the middle of the crib.
Yeah, in the goddamn house, just yelling at everybody. By the time I get
spot
home, it's only on. I tell you, I watch a half of a game and I'm ready to go to sleep.
I can't watch them 9 o'clock games. They don't get watched.
Not yet. That's just.
I might
ridiculous
watch them for an hour, but I'm in bed by 10 for sure.
If I am watching something, I'm a YouTube junkie. I'm on YouTube all day and night.
Yeah, I be on YouTube a lot.
So I watch, and then during the day, I watch interviews while I'm working. So. But as far as sitting, locking in on the show,
it's hard for me to do
that. I watch an episode on my lunch break.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I watch episode on my lunch break, and then when I get home, on Tuesdays through Thursdays, man, ain't much getting watched.
You got to think, bro. When you invested in a show and you like it, and you'll find a way to watch it, bro.
But then, like with Power and shit, I'm big on Power. I can't watch nothing on my phone, bro. I can't do it.
Yeah, I don't watch.
Not a show.
I don't watch.
It don't hit the same.
I watch it on
my iPad because my iPad big enough. But
yeah.
I won't watch it on my phone. Though.
Yeah, I won't watch nothing on my phone.
Like if it's like some like a little show I recorded, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like Chopped, I watch that on my phone. You know what I'm saying?
I
watch YouTube on my phone. And even then, I'm not even watching. I'm just listening.
I just fucking watched all of The Sopranos, bro. First time.
I heard you say that.
You got a lot of time on your hands.
I'm trying to find the urge not to rewatch The Wire again.
I already rewatched it that last time y'all was over here.
I did that during what? COVID, I think?
Yeah.
I think we was talking about it one day.
Yeah.
I just forgot a bunch of shit that happened.
Yeah. But I just rewatched The Sopranos, bro. First time ever. And I will say, I liked it, bro.
How many seasons is that?
Six.
An hour episode?
Yeah, give or take.
There's a lot of episodes in each season.
So the first 4 to 5 seasons, they had 13 episodes.
Ooh.
But that last season, they had 20. They had 22.
Episodes
on the last season.
Sopranos was real good though.
I
liked it, bro. I liked it. I would recommend y'all to watch it, bro. It get right off in the shit. Like first season, you know, you expected them build character and.
I haven't watched all The Wire.
They get into the shit.
Say word?
I haven't watched all The Wire.
Bro, you don't know what you're missing.
Yeah, you got to watch that. Lately, the clips been coming up in my YouTube feed, and I've been watching them. Like the reels.
That's what got me to start watching it again last time we recorded.
Yeah, it made me want to rewatch it again, because I was like, you remember how cold that shit is, man. Like,
I think it's crazy how just seeing like a lot of those characters where they are now.
Mm-hmm.
I like shit like that.
Because that was early on in their careers. Yeah. Like, they wasn't even established. No name niggas, just,
who I didn't realize?
Only one that might have been established was Wood.
Remember the dude on, he was like in the first seasons of Snowfall, that he got killed because he was trying to, killed him.
Yeah, I know you're talking
That's what you call it on Raising Kanan.
Yep.
I ain't even realize that.
That's Uncle Lou.
It's Lou on Raising Kanan.
Yeah.
That's
Uncle Lou.
I ain't even realize that shit.
That's Uncle Lou.
I might mess around and rewatch that that
series. I thought about it. I honestly thought about it. I was scheming through Hulu the other day, and I was like, man, I need something to watch.
First two seasons was probably the best, though.
Snowfall?
Yeah, Snowfall. The first two seasons was probably the best.
I just want to watch it now for Uncle. For
we're going to talk about the ending. That's what pissed me off.
Yeah.
You ain't like how he did Saint?
Well, I ain't like how his mama did him.
Boy, yeah, she fucked his money off.
Like, come on now.
And then his baby mama took everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy said he was free. She hurt. Uh-oh.
Oh.
For everybody that's listening, we're watching the LSU and South Carolina game. They are throwing punches and they are fighting.
They can't.
I don't think nobody threw no punches.
They threw no punches.
What's the name through? Big girl, Camille. She finna get ejected. Her and Bailey, Haley Van Lift was pushing, and she knows she finna get ejected. That's why she moved back. Her lip bleeding.
Unless she the one who got punched.
Let's go ahead and wrap this up so we get up out of here. What I wanted to ask y'all real quick. The video with Jenny Buss and the other lady between Brian. What y'all think about that?
It's funny. It's like who was saying something about it? Somebody had posted something about it. That shit was funny. I can't think who it was, but
what happened to Angel though?
She was limping. Her leg.
Oh yeah. I didn't know she did that.
She gone, bro.
Who was that who jumped over the thing like that?
Hold on. What they had on? Yeah. Oh, that gotta be.
That might be her Flage brother or her. Oh, Flage gone too. For throwing the elbow.
Damn.
Ooh, yeah, she gone for sure.
Oh, he jumped over the announce table, bro.
Oh yeah.
He gone. He ain't coming back to a game ever.
Look at him.
That's her people. That gotta be her people.
Even the dude in the
Leaving
red.
The dude in the red.
Yeah, that gotta be her people.
What, you was finna hit a girl, dude?
Hell yeah. I knock your big ass off. Is that her brother?
I don't know.
Look at the police officer. Look at 12. No, I ain't know she did that, bro. Yeah, he gonna get escorted.
He gone. He getting escorted.
How she get a little
though? Oh, he came from the back.
Damn!
Oh, they yanked up red.
That's a good eye, cat. I ain't see that. That's a good eye. They got red. Red won't go get over that table, no way.
We finna get up out of here. We finna finish watching this game.
What you say? So the video was broad. Oh yeah, I see the video.
Yeah, it was touchy feely.
I think it's overreacted. That's the owner of the team, man. That's your boss.
They said she like that with a lot of her favorite players.
Well, you seen her with what was old the rapper name? That she was he wouldn't let her go either, bro. Fuck.
I seen that. It's just recently.
Yeah, it was just recently. I can't think of his name. No disrespect either. He's a rapper.
And that was Linda Rambis. The other lady was Linda Rambis.
Kurt Rambis?
Yeah, Kurt Rambis' wife, yeah.
Ah, okay.
Oh, I know what's going on. I mean, but come on, bro. I know what's going on.
Somebody posted and said he got game part two.
Yeah.
they cried bro. I know what's going on here.
Well, Jeannie, she ain't aging too well.
She ain't aging too well? Because they said on the internet that they'll take her down.
Did you see her?
I ain't seen her. Like, I ain't really paid attention to her. Like, she look bad?
She ain't look good.
She look like she sprung out on that stuff?
Nah, she...
Or she just aged.
She trying to keep that face tight. But she trying to keep that face tight.
That Botox.
She keeping that face tight, but she ain't keeping the rest of that body tight.
For real?
I'm talking about, like,
body don't match the face?
Oh, man. The body don't match the face. The face don't match the body. But I was like, come on now. Clean that up. She thin in the wind. Oh, Jeannie, all that money. Oh, get that ass up. Look at that. You got all that money. Go get that ass done. I'm gonna feel nasty to the motherfucker, boy. Phil Jackson nasty.
Nigga said feel nasty.
Phil still taking her down?
Nah, they ain't. She ain't messing with Phil no more.
Hey, man. Just cause
I'm just looking at some guy right here.
Just
because
it ain't on the internet, don't be.
Some guy named Jay Moore. I don't know who he is or whatever, but that's who she engaged to.
Yeah, G, go on, get you a little surgery, man, because you them back pockets and them leather pants was looking terrible.
Too much space in them pockets.
Too much space. You sagging, T-Roll.
She had Nocitol.
She was sagging.
She had Nocitol. She ain't
even sagging.
She ain't Nocitol.
They make them to fit too, Cass. So she's sagging it up. If she's sagging it up,
Cass. I said, come on, girl. I'm going to have to see it. You got too much money, man. Don't do that.
Feel nasty.
Feel nasty.
Feel nasty.
Oh, man. Feel nasty, y'all niggas.
I'm gonna have to Google Genie, dog.
Oh, man.
God damn, Genie. Oh,
I was
man.
Like, you got too much money for that.
Come on, Genie.
And I like a natural woman, but that was just.
She need a little something.
Yeah, she got. She need a little enhancement.
Oh, if Flage threw it first.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, Cat.
Which one you looking at?
No, Cat. This one here, Cat. If you could tell. No, Cat. If you could tell for the front. If you could tell for the front, Cat. Oh, no, Cat. My girl out there looking like a little Lego piece. One of the little Lego figures. Oh, God damn.
Yeah, bro. It was weak, man. I said, come on, Genie.
Come on, Genie. You
take your ass to the box with that.
On that note, y'all got any last words? Anything? Any other thing that's pressing that we need to discuss?
God damn,
nah. Anything that we missed?
I was in LA Chopper. They're talking about yugging on them.
Yeah, oh, that's what it was. Yeah, that's what it was.
They hugged about 10 times.
Yeah.
Boy, drank that lake of money.
On that note, we getting up out of here. Oh shit, we ain't even go over new music. Anything out that y'all been listening to?
You clearly,
your boy Yee out.
Hmm.
Your boy Yee, did he drop Vultures?
Yeah, and I like. I will say, bro, it sound. I like it.
I haven't listened to either one of them.
Who?
Yee and Ty Dolla $ign.
Is it on Apple Music?
Hey, that one song he sampled. That one sound all right. Or the one he premiered last night or something.
That's something new though.
Yeah. Oh, that even out.
That's from. That's gonna be on Vultures 2, and they just made
Vultures 2 was out.
No.
What was the?
I am not tapped in.
So he premiered something last night.
So that was Vultures 2. Vultures 2 is not out yet. They getting ready to. I just read something on X where they saying Vultures 2 will only be.
Oh, T Raw Bad is.
They're making it for sale.
Wait till she turns.
They're making it for sale only.
Hey, did you see he kind of sampled my boy C Nut, Charles the
Yeah.
Black?
He's sampling the hell out of people. But he ain't paying them either, though. He ain't getting their permission.
He'll get C Nut his paper.
C-Nut
ain't that nigga that's cool.
Oh, no, Cat. Oh, no, Cat. This the owner of the Lakers. No, you can't be out there built like that, girl.
Shit, I believe that's it.
She got that Johnny Bravo going on, Cat. She can't be out there built like that, man. Lord have
mercy.
Let me
see, what else? Music-wise.
Genie mess around. We talking about GG, man. I'll be 80 years old.
She got them pancakes.
You ain't feel?
Nuh-uh.
Hold up.
Boy.
She's coming through that now.
Oh, yeah, from this picture right here from the front, don't look like the name.
I'm trying to tell you. If you can tell from the front.
You can tell from the front. That thing look weak from the front.
Man, out there looking like a Lego man.
On that note, we finna get up out of here. We'll see y'all next time. We finna tune in to the rest of this game. Let me go some music.
I got the racks and racks and racks and racks, they came in the back with it. I'm in a cool crew when I'm dropping the top off, like the head off a cooler. I got a plug when it comes to the drugs, I got money and shooting. You in the hood now, I got a robbers and killers round, nigga, work on the hip. I'm about to touch down where they running and gunning down, brought them sticks with us. I'm getting whiskey.